The Morning Invasion with Dax and Steve-O.
Oh, okay.
Start the show.
Let's begin today's Monday show.
We're on every morning.
I'm no morning person.
You can really tell who is a morning person and who is not.
Okay.
Steve-O and I have put the black mask on.
Dude.
It's the charcoal black mask.
I am so mad at you right now.
He barely ripped any off and he's freaking out.
All right, I'm peeling it.
Oh, oh! It sounds so gross. Ow! Really? It really hurts that bad?
Okay, let me try a little here.
Oh! Oh, gosh! Ah! Ah! Ow!
I'm so happy that hurt you.
In the darkest depths of the Forbidden Zone.
Shows can be successful simultaneously.
Let's begin today's Monday show.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We're live on a Monday, July 17th. 6:10 in the a.m.
High today of 91 degrees. I don't even need to look at that anymore. I just look at my watch. Oh, it just tells me the high.
Look at you, Mr. Fancy.
Oh, what? Okay,
oh, your
cool.
Tech. Your sweet tech.
Thanks, birthday.
Steve-O got an Apple Watch.
Got that Apple Watch.
It's pretty cool, man. You got some pretty sweet gifts I saw.
I don't even have to jump on my phone every 3 seconds. Now if somebody texts me, I can just go... Right there on my wrist.
That's cool. So you figured it out? You got it all set up?
Yeah. Yep. Got it all worked out.
Looks good on your wrist.
Thanks, buddy. I'm not used to wearing watches. I got two watches. I got all cool practical gifts for my birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Got an Apple Watch from my wife. My mom got me a glove.
Oh, my gosh.
Glove leather wallet.
Wow.
That's made out of baseball glove leather.
That's really cool.
Right?
That's awesome.
And it's just a little pouch, so it's like not like a big wallet, so my money's stashed in here.
Yeah.
And like it's like a cool, just holds your cards.
I love that.
Yeah, but it's made out of baseball glove leather, which is like, I love that.
Cool.
My brother got me, check this out, Scotty is the most thoughtful dude on the planet. He's like, if you don't know my brother, he looks really scary and he's like tough and whatever and like,
right.
Yeah, Scotty. So he actually wrapped a gift and so I'm like opening it up and it was a Death of Superman fossil watch from 1993. It was the first watch I ever owned.
Wow.
They only made 15,000 of them and he found one that was identical to the one I had when I was a kid.
Really? That's cool.
It was like, oh my gosh, that's like the most thoughtful thing on the planet. And he was like, I just, you know, watch always reminded me of like us being kids. And like, that was, I just always remember that watch. You loved that watch. So he like went out and found.
Oh, that's really cool.
The watch I had when I was a kid. It was just like, dang, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Dopest brother.
I can't even remember. I can't remember stuff like that when I was a kid. You know, like what my brother wore.
Right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
That's what I'm saying. It was just like, I was blown away. We're at the baseball game yesterday, and he hands it to me. He's like, you can open it now. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll just open it. And I'm like in the middle of baseball, and I'm like, don't cry. Don't cry. And he was like, oh, it's no big deal. It's just, you know.
No bigs.
It's just reminding me when we were kids, and, you know, I just love you, bro. And I'm just like, yeah, no, I love you, too. Hold on, I'll be right back.
That's cool.
Yeah, man.
Right on.
So, that was exciting.
Good.
Is
your
exciting.
Mom coming in this morning?
Oh, you know what? I didn't ask her to.
Oh, man.
I did not ask her to.
Earlier this morning, I'm like, because on Friday, you were like, yeah, my mom's coming out on Monday to
hang
out.
She'll be here this whole week.
Oh, she will?
Yeah.
You gotta have her come in.
Oh, I don't know, man. It'd almost be best if she came in tomorrow with Tam, and then they could just talk. And I'll leave.
No.
I'll just go.
Your mom's great.
She is.
We've had her on the show a few times.
Spent the weekend with her. I'll tell you what, man. She's a rock star of a grandma because we had baseball all weekend. The boys, Paradise Hills Little League All-Stars, they played Friday. And it was like, if we win, we don't play till Sunday. We'll get Saturday off. And Friday, we got pretty well destroyed by Silver City.
Oh,
yeah. And so it was double elimination for the state championship. And all of a sudden we had to play first thing Saturday morning. And if we lose, we're out.
Yeah.
And my mom was planning on coming Sunday to watch, you know, her grandson play some baseball, be here for my birthday. And so I told her, hey, you know, they lost tonight. It was a surprise loss. And there's a chance that we might not have a game on Sunday. We have to play two games on Saturday, win them both in order to play Sunday. And she jumped in her car at like 2 a.m. and drove from Phoenix all the way through the night straight to his baseball game.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she didn't want to miss it.
Wow.
I'm like,
what a grandma with you people. Right, that's amazing.
Family or something. It's crazy.
She's the greatest.
Yeah, so it was cool. But you know what? We 10-run to the first team. So sorry, Los Lunas. They played a really good game. But we knocked out Los Lunas from the state championship.
Nice.
And then we knocked out Clovis from the state championship. And it means we got to play Sunday for a chance to go to the Final Four. And we beat Silver City 17-1.
What? How does that happen?
I don't know, dude. These boys, it's like they lose and they're like, oh, no.
This
like,
ain't happening again.
Yeah, so we won 17-1. 23-1, like of the so we lose Friday night, and then over the course of the next three games, between the three games, the opposite team had two total hits.
Wow!
In three games, jeez. Both of them happened to be home runs, so that's why they scored two runs.
Wow!
But that's literally it: two hits in three games.
Wow! Was their pitching was it not as good the second? The second game.
Who's ours?
Silver City.
Oh, Silver City. Man, you could tell. There's number seven. I got to say, number seven. His last name is Sandoval. I don't know his first name. For Silver City, it was like, that kid's going to be outstanding. He is outstanding. He's 11 years old. And it was like, that kid's amazing. He pitched lights out on Friday. But yeah.
Yeah.
So that was probably the difference. He struck out 14 of our kids.
Yeah.
14 strikeouts
on Friday. And that
didn't
happen
night.
The second game?
No.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's baseball. It's like a chess match, man. So, shout out to Paradise Hills Little League All-Stars.
Good job, guys.
There are four teams left. Two from Albuquerque, which is really cool. And then Carlsbad. And I can't remember the fourth one. Noon Optimist and South Shoehorn something. Horn. Matterhorn. I was way off.
Matterhorn.
It was a Matterhorn. Sweet ride, man. Sweet ride.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are live on a Monday, Dex and Steve-O. The live line's open at 505-585. Live. You can text in. We're also on Facebook Live at Star 88.
Yes.
Good morning, Matthew. Good morning, Amy.
Dude. Amy, I brought my gym bag today.
We're
both going to the gym today. I'm really excited. Somebody chimed in and said, welcome to the club. I got an Apple Watch and I'm addicted. I feel like a secret agent. It's true. I'm like constantly, but I can't wait to go to the gym today now.
Yeah,
like,
see how many calories
and tracks everything.
That's cool.
So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna see what this does. I don't even know how to use it still. You like that photo? I took that photo. That's the Brooklyn Bridge.
That's sweet.
Photo of the Brooklyn Bridge. I took that myself. And
hey, you'd be stoked to know, Amy and Steve-O. I went for a walk / run yesterday. Guess how many miles I did.
0.3.
No.
0.7.
5 miles.
Shut up.
I did.
Oh my gosh.
I did. 5 miles, man. It's one of those things, like, I've started doing this last week. Actually, I have to give a shout out to Amy because she's the one who texted
like, hey.
Me and said, get off your bed right now and you get out there and just start walking. I'm like, okay. All right.
How does she know I'm in bed?
And, so I just started out walking, but then about 15 minutes into just walking, that's when you kind of feel like you're warmed up. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to start running. So then I'd run as long as I could until I wanted to die, and then I'd stop. And I just kind of kept doing that. And I've been doing it now for probably this is the fifth time I've done it.
Dang, dude.
And I can already feel like I'm starting to run a little bit more than I'm walking. Oh, but then I get so far away from my house, I go... Oh my gosh, I have to turn around and go back now. That's why it's like 5 miles because I end up going like 2.5, 3 miles like uphill from my house and then I have to turn around and go back.
Oh man.
So it's been good. That's what I've been doing.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to die today.
Yeah, we both will.
Yeah. So.
Man, do we have a celebrity calling in this morning?
We do!
Are you sure it's today?
I'm pretty sure! Pretty sure. Well, so excited.
We thought it was happening on Friday, but no. Mr. Steve Guttenberg will be on the show today at 8:40 a.m.
Dude, I cannot wait for this interview.
Yeah.
Cocoon, Police Academy, Short Circuit, 3 Men and a Baby. Oh, man. This is going to be great.
Steve Guttenberg.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
So we'll talk to him at 8:40 this morning.
I want to talk to him about The Rock, because he stars on Ballers with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which premieres this weekend, actually. And there's, like, serious talks about him running for president.
Yeah.
I want to hear about who this man is, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video over the weekend on Instagram of The Rock, and he was in the gym, and he took a minute to shout out to the troops. He sounded so presidential. It's almost like he's just preparing.
Oh, man.
I love it. Also coming up on the show, who's going to play the main character on Doctor Who? Some big news, bro.
Yeah, dude.
For all you Doctor Who fans out there.
Yep.
Let's see. Should you get time off from work after a breakup?
Ooh.
It's apparently an important question people are asking themselves. And what else we got going on? Oh, a great discussion coming up on Christians and the new Spider-Man.
Oh, man. I can't wait to talk about this. This is going to be a really interesting conversation. Really interesting conversation. It's in its second week.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I actually have some news about that. Coming up in headlines, we'll talk a little bit about the box office weekend, the winners, the losers. Spider-Man Homecoming, I mean, last week, monstrous first week. How did it fare in the second week?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Well, it should be at the top for a while, in my opinion.
Right? Well, that's usually what happens. It's like, oh, it's fifth week and number one at the box office and da-da-da, and it's Spider-Man, right?
Spider-Man.
There's no way Spider-Man gets knocked off the box office in its second week.
Hmm.
Right?
Okay. All right, let's kick off the show with this crazy story. If you wear contact lenses...
Uh-oh, I do.
And you've ever forgotten to take them out before you fall asleep...
Yeah.
You know that feeling, waking up, you got those just painfully dry eyes, you're thinking to yourself, man, I should have took those lenses out before I went to sleep.
Right?
No bigs, though. Man, I was the worst at that when I had contacts.
I don't even like saying how long I've had these contacts in.
Yeah?
Yeah, my eye doctor always gets so mad at me, because I wear, like, monthlies, so you can keep them in for, you know, a few days at a time, maybe you take them out, rest your eyes, put them back in, whatever. I think I've had these ones in for about a month.
Huh. I can't wait to,
solid.
Hear your reaction when I finish this story, because a 67-year-old woman went to her optometrist in England back in November to have cataract surgery. She told her doctor she had really dry eyes. So during the exam, the doctor figured out why. The woman had had 27 lost contacts stuck in her eye socket. 27 lost contacts stuck
in
her eye socket.
What? How is that possible?
I don't know. The doctor couldn't believe it was even possible to have that many lenses stuck behind an eye. And when she removed all of them, guess what? The woman said she felt a lot better.
Yeah, dude! Wait. She had 27 contacts in her eye?
Yeah.
Yep. How?
So I'm guessing that they all just got stuck behind the eye.
You start, like, rubbing them, and all of a sudden they're...
Yeah. Because I've had that happen before where it's, like, I can't get it out. I don't know what happened to it. I think it's back there, but...
Oh, I hate that. Oh. And then you're constantly, like, trying to push it forward, like, 20 minutes later.
Right. So she probably was like, oh, I must have just lost it. Here, I'll just put another one in.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Yeah, a report about this case was just released in the British Medical Journal, and the doctor says it's a reminder to get regular eye doctor appointments because you never know what they might find.
That is crazy!
Makes you want to take out your contacts, huh?
It does! Like, my eyes are, like, immediately, I'm like, oh no, okay, don't rub your eyes today. I almost rub my eye because I'm, like, still sleepy.
Yeah.
Seriously, now I'm never touching my eyes ever again. 27 contacts? I don't even know how that's possible. How big are her eyes? Is she Gollum?
I don't know.
Like, how does 27 contacts?
Okay. I was at first I was thinking that maybe she just kept applying them over the top of the other ones, but then it's like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I got the LASIK about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest thing that I've ever done.
Was? Like still is?
Is
or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is, yeah.
I'm like, uh-oh, what happened?
It's the greatest thing I've ever done. Because I hated contacts. Just hated them.
That's why I just let them hang out for about a month or two or three.
Seriously, I went from being almost blind to like 20/15 vision.
Gosh.
And it hasn't changed in 12 years.
Still, really?
Great vision. Except at night, I can't. I'm blind.
Okay. That doesn't...
It's the trade-off. I mean... It's no big stuff.
Is that like a product of LASIK? Or is that...
With some people. Yeah. I'm like Daredevil at night. No bigs, though, because I can see really good when the lights are on. It's not that bad. But it's seriously, when it's dark, it's dark for me. I have a hard time driving at night. And then the headlights are like starbursts.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But I can see really good during the day. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. Remember the Starmie chimed in and said, watch Police Academy over the weekend. Excited for an interview. Good. Dex, do not ask him what happened to his career.
Okay.
That is not very nice.
I won't.
Somebody else said they actually watched War for Planet of the Apes this weekend. It was awesome, bruh. Yes.
We'll talk about the box office when we come back.
Yes, we will.
All right, 585 Live if you want to text in, or Facebook Live, we're at Star 88. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
History made at Wimbledon. Roger Federer has won a record 8th Wimbledon singles title more than any other man.
Dismissed in Brazil, the criminal case against U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte.
The White House has asked the Supreme Court to block a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii expanding the definition of bona fide relatives that allows a broader range of immigrants from 6 Muslim-majority countries to enter the U.S.
The Transportation Department says there were more flight delays and consumer complaints about airlines. The latest government figures show on-time arrivals were down on 12 of the largest airlines.
John McCain won't be in Washington this week. He's at home in Arizona recovering from surgery to remove a blood clot above his eye, and that has the GOP health care bill held up.
A sinkhole north of Tampa is stabilizing.
Thousands of people remain evacuated in Southern California as the Whittier Fire continues to burn. The fire in the Los Padres National Forest has grown to more than 17,000 acres.
.633
High today of 91 degrees.
Traffic.
It's so early in the morning that even construction's like, nah, dog. Because right now, Universe Boulevard between Rainbow and Woodmont, roadway reduced to one lane there. That's the only thing showing up on the map.
Wow.
Everywhere else is like, nah, man.
Nah.
Nah. It's Monday. It's too early. I should look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Our girl Jay Marie on Facebook is having a hard time getting going on a Monday. I feel ya. Mondays are tough.
I think there's something going on right now in Albuquerque, though, specifically, with allergies. Like, is anybody else feeling like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really struggle with the allergy thing.
I feel like you do more than you think.
Honestly, I really don't. There's only one time in like almost 20 years that I've lived here where I thought I was going to die, and that was it.
But I don't think it's necessarily just breathing. Like, I think we can feel like sluggish and just kind of...
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought that was because I ate McDonald's all the time.
Okay. No.
Not anymore. You can... I haven't ate any fast food in like a month. seriously, I haven't gone to fast food in probably over a month.
Wow.
That's and I feel awesome. Really good.
Good, man.
Except today, it's Monday, and I just... Ugh.
I already had my breakfast burrito this morning, eating healthy. Ugh. Got back to that veggie breakfast burrito thingy that I was doing.
You're only vegan on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday mornings.
I just want to go to the gym today. I want to eat well.
Good.
I don't have a terrible experience at the gym.
I'm starving.
Yeah?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Wish you would have shared that vegan burrito with me.
Dude, it was like so tiny.
I know.
But it gave me vegan powers, so...
585 live if you want to text in. Steve Guttenberg on the show at 840.
Yep. Yes.
Today is the day he's calling in, guys.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. Mahoney from Police Academy. Three men and a baby.
Short Circuit.
Three men and a little lady. Those were two great movies if you've never watched them.
Also Cocoon.
Cocoon. All right, let's jump right into some headlines. Are we possibly going to give some people some chances to win some Waverly tickets for Spider-Man? Yep, Waverly this weekend, guys.
Man, I'm so stoked. I am so stoked. Friends are going to be in town. Guys, something happened over the weekend that has never happened in the history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Spider-Man Homecoming pulled in $117 million in its opening weekend.
It's pretty good. It's a good weekend.
This weekend, it only pulled in $45.2
million. No!
Only. That is a 61.4% drop-off, and assuming those numbers hold up, it's the biggest second-week drop-off for any Marvel Cinematic Universe movie in history.
Wow.
It was dethroned in its second week.
That's crazy. By Planet of the Apes?
Okay. Ugh. Don't you dare besmirch those. Chrissy's not a fan of these movies, and this is an argumentative point in our life. Because I think these movies are phenomenal.
I'll give you this. They're fun. I don't think they're great.
The first one was so good.
I hated the first one.
You were out of your mind.
Hated it.
The first one was... Oh, gosh.
I thought the second one was really
good. Of course you did, because it had explosions. You're like, the first one, there's just like all these... what are they, like, words?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, a lot of talking.
Yeah, just...
It was just, like, acting and
couldn't
stuff.
Couldn't pay attention.
It's really difficult for me. Dude, those movies are awesome!
Yeah, okay.
War for the Planet of the Apes took in $56.5 million in its opening weekend, dethroned Spider-Man Homecoming. It was number one, and we had members of the Star Army already chiming in saying they saw it. That was supposed to be my birthday movie, but baseball prevailed, and that took over the entire weekend, so man. I need to go see it. Maybe I'll go after we watch Dunkirk.
That's right.
We have a screener for Dunkirk tonight, guys, so I'm just going to stay out all night. See Dunkirk, and then I'll hop over and catch me some Planet of the Apes.
I don't know about that.
Be home about 1 a.m. Wow. Spider-Man Homecoming took in $45 million, as I mentioned. It's up to $208 in its second weekend. However, a 61.4% drop-off is pretty crazy and scary for Marvel right now because they've never, ever, ever.
Right.
Ever dealt with that. A member of the Star Army just chimed in and said, I actually completely understand the drop. This is the third Spider-Man reboot. People are bored, which is tragic.
I don't know.
Because this
reason.
Is the best version of Spider-Man we've ever seen.
Yeah,
it is. Like, by far, the best version of Spider-Man.
We went and watched it again on Friday, and it was even better the second time.
Gosh.
It was so much better the second time.
Remember, Starmie says I need to stand my ground. They've got my back. Planet of the Apes series is the cat's meow. I love it, dude. They are so good. And I'm not a huge... Well, no, maybe I am. James Franco did a fantastic job in, like, a serious role.
Mm.
That was great, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man! John Lithgow! The first one was awesome!
Yeah. Sorry, man. Maybe I was having a bad day when I watched it.
Have you only seen it once?
Yeah.
Oh, I own them. That's one that I'll watch, like, on
maybe
the
Maybe I need to go back and watch it again.
Gosh. So good! Okay, moving on. Despicable Me, by the way, came in third with 18.9 million. It's up to 188 million in its third week. Baby Driver, top five. Wonder Woman is still holding strong. Came in sixth. It has 381 million.
Wow.
Somebody else just chimed in and wants to know if we have happened to watch the BBC show Sherlock.
Yes.
I mean.
So good.
What? Is that even a question? Is that even a question? It's not called Sherlock Holmes, though. Unless this is a different show, because they asked if we watched the show Sherlock Holmes.
We watched Sherlock.
We've seen Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I would imagine BBC would probably have
a bunch
of
different ones. He was nominated for an Emmy.
Really?
For Sherlock.
Oh, wow.
Because it was, since there was only a couple episodes, it's like a mini series instead of a TV show. So he was nominated for Best Actor in a limited or mini series.
Those are really good.
Gosh, they're phenomenal. Martin Freeman. Yeah.
See,
good
man,
stuff.
Those don't have explosions, and I love it.
That's true. Hey, you know what?
That's a thinking show.
Touché, my friend. And speaking of thinkers, we lost a thinker over the weekend, and I was very, very upset when I got this news. Legendary horror movie director George A. Romero died in his sleep yesterday after a brief but aggressive battle with lung cancer. He was 77 years old. He reportedly passed away while listening to the score of The Quiet Man from 1952, which was one of his favorite movies. He was surrounded by his family. If you're not familiar with George A. Romero, he was pretty much the most famous zombie creator of all time. Night of the Living Dead in 1968. He also did Dawn of the Dead in 78, Day of the Dead in 85. Land of the Dead, Diary of the Dead, and Survival of the Dead all were his. Some of his other movies, The Crazies in 73. He did Martin. He did Creepshow. Dude.
That was my very first scary movie when I was like four.
Yeah.
My dad let me watch it when I was four.
Yeah,
and
dude.
It ruined me.
Released in 1982, and for some reason, when it came to VHS, parents were like, this is safe.
Yeah.
That movie
destroyed me.
Terrified me.
It destroyed me.
Monkey Shines and The Dark Half, also his films, director Eli Roth tweeted, it's hard to quantify how much he inspired me and what he did for cinema. He used genre to confront racism. 50 years ago. He always had diverse casts. Dwayne Jones is the heroic star of Night of the Living Dead. You can trace a direct line from Night of the Living Dead to Get Out. And, for those that don't realize this, George A. Romero created the modern zombie. The infectious bite, you shoot the head, everything. That was all him. And speaking of zombies, George A. Romero actually was not a fan of The Walking Dead. You got to hear him out. I think what he should have said is he's a fan of the show, but differently, because he's not necessarily wrong in this. He's not a fan of The Walking Dead or the recent zombie resurgence, if you will. He once said, quote, "The Walking Dead is just a soap opera with a zombie occasionally. I always use the zombie as a character for satire or a political criticism, and I find that missing in what's happening now."
Hmm.
Interesting take.
I kind of agree with that. But at the same time, I've gone back this weekend. I went back and watched a few episodes of season one of The Walking Dead. And it's definitely lost its spark, what The Walking Dead has.
Yeah.
But because, man, you go back and watch the first season and you're like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
This is so great. But you do see how the walkers, the zombies they've really kind of evolved throughout the seasons.
Well, it's not about zombies. Like
it's not about that anymore.
I love the show, but I agree with him from the zombie standpoint, because his films were always there was purpose behind it, and that wasn't necessarily what Walking Dead's going for. The zombies just kind of happen to be there. It's really more about humanity. It's more about survival and what happens when left to our own devices, basically. Mm-hmm. Like look at this culture, this like world system that's been created in the months since humanity is like dying out, you know what I mean? Especially with this latest season. Oh man, are you kidding me? Negan and everything. Yeah, so
let's hear a little bit of Night of the Living Dead and let's see how that sounds.
You're still afraid.
Stop it now, I mean it.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it, you're ignorant.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're acting like a child!
Look, they're coming for you! Look! There comes one of them now!
He'll hear you!
Here he comes now!
Sounds like
I'm getting
a soap
out!
Opera,
John!
Wish people could see what was happening.
Come on,
that was
man.
1968, man.
That sounded like a soap opera.
That was 1968.
They're coming for here. You, Barbara.
They're coming for you.
Oh, man. And other really, really awfully sad news. Martin Landau passed away over the weekend, too. He died in L.A. on Saturday afternoon. Supposedly, he experienced some unexpected complications while hospitalized for an undisclosed reason. He was 89. He won Best Supporting Actor for playing Bela Lugosi in Tim Burton's Ed Wood. His other movies included North by Northwest, The Greatest Story Ever Told, Cleopatra, Tucker, The Man in His Dreams, Crimes and Misdemeanors. He was also on Mission Impossible. Gosh. He was in the TV series and on an old sci-fi show called Space 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I Facebook, I love you and I hate you because people post those stupid celebrity death articles that are fake.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And so then you have to like wonder if this is real.
Right, because I didn't double check to see if who was the actor that played Mr. Bean?
No.
No. No, he didn't die.
Oh, okay.
But somebody had posted that. And I was like, what?
Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah.
Rowan, yes.
Yeah, that was fake. Somebody did posted Willie Nelson the other day, and I was like, no, what? Willie Nelson?
Yeah.
Please, no.
He's very much alive. Rowan Atkinson.
Good.
In fact, 23 hours ago, this was reported. Do not click on the hoax posts, which falsely claim Rowan Atkinson is dead. It is causing computer viruses.
Oh! I don't think I clicked.
Okay, good.
I think I'm okay.
Mr. Bean is definitely alive. Somebody said he was also in one of my favorite movies of all time called The Majestic, which was not as good as The Truman Show, but still majestic.
Yeah. Truman Show was good.
Yeah. Somebody said unexpected complications when you're 89 years old and you're going into the hospital. I don't think any complications are unexpected.
That's true.
Man. Also, in local sadness, I did go to La Cueva. Major Barker, the Marine Corps JROTC instructor, passed away this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. That just broke on the live line.
Was he the current one that was there?
No, I'm going to go back.
Because my son's in ROTC.
I don't know if he.
And I can't remember what his name was. My son's going to be really bummed if that's the same one.
I just got a text and I checked it on my wrist. I didn't even have to open my phone.
Wow, that's cool.
But now I don't know how to respond. I'm still trying to figure this thing out. Sorry,
Apple snob.
Sorry, Brandon, I can't respond. Somebody on the left line said, happy belated birthday, Steve-O. Thank you so much for those that
guys,
didn't
his
know.
Guys, birthday's over. Mine's on Friday.
Mine was yesterday.
Yeah, it's over now, man.
Shout out to everybody. I felt like a champion because on my birthday, I actually liked everybody's comment that said happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh. I tried to do that,
too. I went through every single one. It was like, is there like an auto-like button? Like, I don't know how to do this.
Instead of liking it, this is what I always do. I usually go, thank you so much, and then I copy it.
That's what Chrissy said.
And then I paste it on all of them.
No, Chrissy said, why don't you just do like a, hey, thanks to everybody for blah, blah, blah. And that way you don't have to individually. And I'm like, no, dude.
No,
they took the time.
Yeah, it's cooler to
And I want to take the time to thank everybody.
Next time, just copy and paste.
No, I just liked it. Like. Just so they know I saw. Like. But it really was one of the raddest birthdays in a long time. So I was very, very,
that's cool.
Very thankful to everybody, family and friends. And had fun. We had fun on Saturday.
Yeah, we did.
Good times. Good times. Kim is saying, don't click, Dex. Do not click on all those stupid things.
Yeah, I usually don't.
So, Gareth said she's going to get to meet Michael Rooker at Comic-Con, at Colorado Springs Comic-Con. He's going to be at NYCC as well. So,
nice.
I will be there. Hopefully, I get to talk to him. Because I was really, really stoked about that. And then they announced that Mark Hamill's going to be there. And I just don't think I'm going to be doing anything but trying to talk to Mark Hamill the entire time I'm there.
If you guys are looking for a birthday gift for me, a plane ticket to New York, be great.
Man.
Just a little suggestion for you guys.
By the way, he retired in 09.
Okay, so not the same one.
No. I had no idea. This is crazy news. Now, we've heard rumors that someday in the future this could happen. And now it has come to fruition. The BBC announced, for the first time ever, a woman will play Doctor Who. For the first time ever. For the first time ever. For the first time.
Are people excited about this?
I don't know. 35-year-old British actress Jodie Whittaker will take over next season. She played Beth on Broadchurch. She starred in the movie Attack the Block. She isn't a very recognizable name here in America yet. She'll be the 13th person to play the Doctor, taking over for Peter Capaldi. His last go will be in a Christmas episode later this year. Obviously, there was some stupid sexist nonsense flying around Twitter yesterday, and some fans say it'll ruin the show. She basically put out a statement where she told them to give her a chance and not be scared by her gender.
Yeah, I remember her. I've seen her in a few things.
Have you ever? Oh, yeah.
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 I've never watched Doctor Who.
I was just about to ask you if you've ever watched that show.
I started watching the very first episode a few years ago, and they're so old that it was kind of like, I should probably jump in at like season four or something.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I've never seen it. My nephew is the nerdiest Doctor Who fan on the planet. Like, he loves Doctor Who.
Is it more for kids?
I don't know, because he's...
It seemed like it was when I watched it.
Okay.
But
I don't know. Somebody says if you have two, or if you two have a birthday and it's only a week apart, how is this the week on the Morning Invasion not an epic celebration? Yeah. How
are it's we not always having, like, an epic celebration.
There you go. Birthday week.
Come on, guys.
But I always thought, like, the lead up to your birthday was birthday week. Like, wouldn't last week have been my birthday week, so then this week is your birthday week? Right.
You have to stop talking about your birthday. It's over, man.
Okay.
It's all about me now.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Just, what is that?
Oh. Arizona flash flood kills five.
What?
Roger Federer won Wimbledon? Delta response to an Ann Coulter rant?
Guys,
okay.
This is from his Apple Watch. He got as a birthday present. It alerts you on all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I got another text from Thigpen, who's trying to tell me how to respond to him.
You wish that screen was bigger?
Are you mocking me? Because this is the giant one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the big one.
So weird, reading text messages on your little Apple Watch.
But you can just respond. I could be like Dick Tracy, calling Dick Tracy, and I'm like, hello.
Really?
Hello. Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah, watch. I'll text you right now. Let me just try and figure out how to messages.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm going to find it.
Oh, no.
Nah, man, this really, it just makes life so much easier.
You can really just call somebody from that
messages.
Thing?
Messages.
And talk through the watch?
And like.
Like, call me and.
Call you?
Yeah, call me and see what happens.
Apple Watch, call Dex. It didn't work.
Technology's not there yet.
I guess not. I just got it. I really don't know what I'm doing. Apple Watch, call Dex. It's not working.
Is it supposed to work?
No, dude.
Okay. So you can't really talk through the phone?
Yes, you can talk through the...
What?
Ugh, watch.
I'm really confused.
Call me.
Okay.
Call me.
I don't know your number.
Oh, my gosh. You jerk. I know yours.
Come on. It's saved in my phone. Why would I know your phone number?
I wish you remembered.
Okay.
Did I turn off my phone?
I dialed the wrong number.
Right?
You don't even know your own phone number?
I think that's my phone number.
There we go. Okay, so your phone is going to ring? Is that what's going to happen? Oh.
Oh, incoming call.
Now pick it up. Look. Pick it up.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, look. Look,
it worked.
Hold on.
Okay, he's leaving the studio. He's on his Apple Watch. Hello, Steve-O?
Hello, Dex.
What?
Hello.
Wow, there's calling like a two-second delay.
Really?
You don't sound very good through your Apple Watch.
But how crystal clear do I sound, though? Come on, let's be honest.
Actually,
hey, man.
No.
Hey, I'm talking to you like an idiot.
No, you sound actually really good. I take it back.
Look at this.
I gotta stand here.
Guys, if you want to give me an Apple Watch for my birthday, That'd be great.
Hello.
All right, get out of here.
I'm standing like a Power Ranger.
That's really cool. I want one.
You have to, like, put your wrist in front of your face.
It sounded really good.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Or are you being
no,
funny?
I'm serious. At first, I was like, I don't know, because there was, like, a two-second delay.
Oh, okay.
But it sounded good.
Oh, if you hold down the side button, it activates Siri.
Oh.
No, it just said power off. You're a liar.
Okay.
Oh. Hey, Siri, call Dex. I don't see Dex, D-E-C-K-S, in your contacts.
Am I not in here?
No, I said Dex.
You just spit all over me.
D-E-X.
Ugh. That's all right. That's pretty cool. Tried.
I have no idea how to use this thing, but it's a cool watch. Anyways.
Better find one of those YouTube videos on how to work your watch.
When I was a little kid, all I wanted was a wristwatch that I could talk to people through because of Dick Tracy.
Oh.
I just realized I am now Dick Tracy.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool. I need to get a yellow trench coat and a fedora and just run around talking to my wrist.
Oh, man.
Okay. For all the members of the Starmie who actually have one of these things, if you want to just give me some tips on what to do, because my wife has had one for like a year. And I was like, so how do you do this? And she's like, oh, I don't know.
What?
I'm like, what do you mean? Like, she got this for me. You said I needed one. Like, you love yours. How do I use it?
I feel like it'd be the same way if I got one.
Yeah. No clue.
It's like, oh, I get the time and it alerts me, but I don't know how to get to anything.
Somebody said, I remember when I was a kid and Doctor Who would come on PBS or something like that, and I thought it was so bad, and I felt bad for the kids in England that this was the kind of thing they had to watch. That is hilarious. We're going to try it, guys. Come on, you and me, let's try Doctor Who.
Okay.
So many people are into it, and I don't get it.
All right, I'll try it.
Is it on Netflix or something?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. It used to be. 585 Live if you want to text into the show. We're on Facebook Live at Star 88. When we come back, let's see, Steve Guttenberg at 840. We're going to find out if what you guys think about this. Time off from work after a breakup. What do you think? Should people get time off after a breakup? Do you think that your work should do that for you?
Is it going to be weird because I'm kind of the insensitive jerk of the show? And I kind of think you should.
Oh, okay. So we'll discuss that.
We should have gotten at least 2 weeks off when Matt broke up with us.
Exactly. Also, Spider-Man Homecoming. A Christian group is speaking out against Spider-Man Homecoming for this certain something that they didn't think was appropriate. So we'll discuss that as well in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion.
Oh, hi.
Okay. We got to take a break.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's stop. Okay.
We're professionals.
Sorry. We're trying to figure something out. Good morning, everybody.
Welcome. I see what you were saying, though. You put the pause, and then the... Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We have this new thing that we've got to do. Never mind.
I like that. That makes sense. That sounds like that would work.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Woo!
Monday, 7:10.
High today. Oh, high today of 91 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads this morning. Oh, man. Accident reported. I-40 East at I-25. The southbound ramp to I-25 on the shoulder, there's an accident, so it's kind of blocking things over there. Be careful. Also an accident reported. San Mateo Boulevard South at Candelaria. That's San Mateo Boulevard South at Candelaria. An accident reported there. Other than that, everything looking pretty clear. Let's take a look at traffic.
Traffic!
Hey, traffic brought to you by For the Good Screen Printing. Live printing, graphic design, forthegood.com, or 505-508-5658. It's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM.
585 Live. That's our live line number. Feel free to shoot us a text to be a part of the show. 585-5483. Star 88 on Facebook. You can go there and like the page, and you can watch the show. You can listen to us and be a part of it. Coming up at 840, Steve Guttenberg.
Man. Excited!
Mahoney from Police Academies.
I really hope the audio's good. That usually makes or breaks an interview.
Yeah.
It's like, please don't be on speakerphone.
I know. Yeah, there's a few things that can really take away from a good interview. Speakerphone?
Drugs.
Drugs? Well, I don't know. I think that one might heighten the interview a little
bit.
Yeah,
but it said could take away.
Okay.
Could take away.
God, I should dump myself. That was the dumbest thing I've ever said in my life. Ugh. Jeez. Don't listen to anything I have to say.
Oh, yeah. We didn't say illegal substances. What if it was like, dude's got a...
Okay.
He woke up with a migraine.
That's what I meant.
And he needed a couple Advil, and it like doled him out. And then it was like...
Yes.
It changes the interview.
There you go. We'll talk to Steve Guttenberg coming in. 8:40. He'll be on the show.
Oh, wingman!
Thank you.
Wingman!
You can be my wingman anytime.
Oh, man.
A lot of people on the live line are wanting us to take the Doctor Who challenge.
Ugh.
And when we mean challenge, it's like we just have never seen it, so they just want us to start watching it.
Sam says you have to keep watching. Like, get through season one, or you just skip season one altogether because it's really old.
Well, that's my question. Can we jump in somewhere? Because there's so many seasons. Is there...
Yeah, there's like 143 doctors. It's like, what? Because my nephew's like...
Will we be lost?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I've only watched like 30 minutes of the first episode.
I remember when I was a little kid and there was the curly-haired dude on TV.
Yeah.
Never really saw it. But is it all like, is it really that deep that you need to like,
I don't know,
storyline and
it's huge.
When I was in New York last year for Comic-Con, there were like three doctors there. My nephew was freaking out and I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. He was like, you don't understand. That's Dr. Five. He's alive. Cool, man.
Oh, man.
Seems really, really cheesy.
All right, we'll try it. I'll usually give a TV series 4 or 5 episodes,
4 or 5 seasons.
Six. It's just, you know, depends.
9, 12.
Just depends. If I'm in a show hole, then I'll give it a shot.
Whoa, season 2 is the 10th Doctor.
Wait, I don't understand that.
Oh no, they're saying don't watch the old stuff. Oh. Just start from 9?
9? Start
like
at 9?
Doctor 9 or Season 9? See? This is already too much commitment. I can't.
But I think there's a new doctor in every season, is what I've heard.
No, I don't think so.
No, they change the doctor every season.
Yeah, they change the doctor every time he eats it. Like, so...
Yeah, after every season.
I don't think it's every season. I think there's a couple doctors that stick around for a while, and then it's like, that's surprising.
Is there a new doctor every season? No. Somebody answer that.
We don't know.
Because somebody told me that.
Okay. Hold on. Hey, Siri.
Him and his Apple Watch.
Is there a new doctor every season of Doctor Who? Stupid watch. It didn't work. You have to press the microphone button and then it'll
start. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. But then, okay.
Okay, someone said it's not every season, Dex, usually every other. Okay. That's just what somebody told me. Okay. All right. Well, I'll give it a shot, guys.
Ugh.
Give it a shot.
No, I don't want to. Somebody said start at the 9th Doctor. It's 2009. Somebody else said start with Christopher Eccleston.
Okay.
Somebody said just jump on in. Google the repeated characters. I don't even know.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. All right. 585 Live. You can text in. Let's talk about this. This is a question to throw out there. Should you get time off from work after a breakup? There's an ad agency called Idea Ex Machina in Pasig City in the Philippines.
You're doing amazing so far.
Pasig. They just started offering breakup leave, which is paid time off after you get dumped. I love this.
Dude.
The CEO says that they decided to start the policy because they need their staff to have maximum creativity. And that's just it's not possible after a breakup. They've also added new policies where they'll give their staff $30 toward dates up to six times a year. And they'll kick in $3,000 toward employees' weddings.
What?
What? As far as we know, there aren't any companies over here that have perks like those.
That's the Philippines, you said?
The Philippines.
Gosh!
That's crazy. Their staff, they'll give their staff $30 towards dates up to six times a year.
Dude, live line's open. 585-LIVE.
Wow.
585-5483. A member of the Starmie just chimed in and said, you should definitely get time off after a breakup. I just caught my husband cheating Thursday.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was non-functioning.
Ugh.
Stuck it out, but nothing got done. Headed in now, ready to get stuff done.
I'm so sorry.
Dude. Oh.
That's really like a death, almost, you know?
What? Right? Well, see, on the flip side, Gareth says, no way. Work is better than staying at home crying.
That's a good call. I guess it just depends on the person, you know? Because yeah. I agree with that. Sometimes it's just better to just be busy, stay busy, because then if you're at home doing nothing, you just think about it all the time.
Yeah.
You can get really depressed.
That's true, but depending upon your job, if you're so distracted, you're not going to be any use.
Maybe. Probably depends on your job.
I think it does vary. And how long are the relationships? Is that going to be in the, you know, it's like,
yeah,
you have to have been in a relationship long enough to attach your heart to the other human being. Because for people, it's different for everyone, you know? So you can't just give it like a, after 6 months of dating, then it's, you know, then it's acceptable to take time off after you.
Do they give us time off when someone dies here?
Yeah, bereavement.
How much time you get?
I don't know. I do know, like, if it's like a family member,
yeah,
you get time off. Yeah, I don't know how much time.
What if you died? Do I get time off?
See, that's a good question. I feel like I would want time off if you died.
Yeah, like, would you jump in and do the show the very next day? So I kind of feel like that'd be kind of messed up. But at the same time, I don't know. That's a tough situation that we're in.
If I died, you'd do the show without me the next day?
Think about it, though. Think about it. Wouldn't you want to go on the air right away so you could just start talking about it? So you could
No,
I don't know. I'm trying
to. I hope I die on a Friday.
It would be great radio.
If you do a show the very next day.
It would be great radio, though.
I'd be so mad at you. It would be great radio if I eat it. I hate you.
We have to capitalize on it, man. This is a great opportunity to pull in more listeners.
Oh, man. I'm so glad we're getting back to the gym today.
Us.
So glad we're going to the gym.
You're almost 40
now. I'm going to be healthy. Shut up!
That's heart attack zone, bro.
Oh, man.
You're almost in the heart attack zone.
Because you're right. I'm eating an apple, guys. Because I was like, dude, I'm like almost 40. I got to
eat better breakfast. One of my uncles had a heart attack at 46.
Yeah, dude, but I have different genes.
I know. I have terrible. Well, I don't know. There's some good genes and some bad genes mixed in with me, man. It's ugh.
Somebody said yes, take time off. That's why you get paid time off. No need for a special allotment. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, take your paid vacation, like your paid time off, your PTO. No need for special like breakup time off.
Yeah.
Because that's weird, man.
It sounds weird, but at the same time, a breakup is devastating.
And how many times do you get that? Because another member of the sermon says, what happens if they have that one person who jumps relationship to relationship to relationship? Do you, you know, it's like, hey, Susan, we've given you breakup leave 7 times this year, and it's March. So we're thinking that we're going to have to cap it. So either, I don't know, stop dating horrible people or take your own time.
I would imagine it would depend on the how you got dumped, right? Like if you got dumped, if you got dumped, then that I feel like maybe.
Oh, but if you break up with them,
right?
That can still be tragic.
Okay,
whatever.
You're the one who's breaking up with them.
Yeah, but you're in a relationship, and you wake up one day and you realize, man, this is not going anywhere. What am I doing? I've got to call this off.
And I guess you're right. I take it back. Because, you know, in a situation where maybe you catch your partner cheating and you break up, that's devastating. So I think it all depends on the breakup, right?
Dude, see? Horrible things coming in on the live line. Thanks, Philippines. So question, do I get time off when my wife and I are separated or when we get divorced? Because the divorce still isn't final, but I'm good now.
Wow.
That's a good question because it's, oh man, relationships are so messy.
Yeah, I wonder what it is for people that are married. Because I would imagine that this is just talking about people just in regular dating relationships, maybe not married. But maybe it's the same thing if you are married and you break up. They might give you the same benefits. There's policies over in the Philippines where they'll give their staff $30 towards dates up to six times a year. They'll kick in $3,000 toward employees' weddings, and they give you time off if you are going through a breakup.
People are going crazy on Facebook Live as well, which, by the way, shout out to Michaela, our HR girl.
What's that, Michaela?
Shut off my mic.
Why you got to turn your mic off like a weirdo? I don't know. So, since we're full-time employees, we get 24 hours of bereavement. So that's 4 days. We get 4 days.
If you die, you get 4 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no, I think it's just family. But we're like family. If you die, I want those 4 days.
I know, right?
I hope you die on a Monday so that I can just take the rest of the week off.
Man.
Just need some time off, man. Baseball. And I just got no rest this weekend.
Jeez. Think that's funny, huh? You think my death is funny, huh?
You started it, jerk!
Because you're in the heart attack zone.
Oh, man!
Guys, he's in the heart attack zone now.
Oh! I wonder if we could put in for, like, bereavement pay for when Teo left us. That was pretty abrupt.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That was pretty abrupt. That's like a breakup.
I haven't been able to deal with it.
I mean, it was kind of like getting dumped.
Yeah.
It was like getting job dumped.
I've been bottling all of that in, and I need help with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him this weekend.
Katrina says, I think you should get the day off after your NFL team loses.
Yeah. For some America. People, that's just as America. Bad as a breakup.
It is. Wesley says people in the military don't get time off when their brother has fallen. They have to keep going. So why the heck should you get time off for a breakup? So you
really?
Can wallow in self-misery. Put your big boy pants on. Get your butt to work. Your company should not have to suffer because of your problems.
They don't get time
Boom!
Off?
Boom!
They don't get time off?
No, like your brother in arms. Like we're talking about
okay. Gotcha.
You know, when your brother has fallen. Yeah. Like, you know, band of brothers.
Yeah.
I hear what he's saying.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. No. Unless you're Private Ryan, in which case it was actual brothers. And they were like, we got to get this kid off the field.
Yeah.
He's the last son. Gosh, that movie was so good. Phone line.
585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. Or you can call us at 338-3700. Thank you. 338-3700 is our phone number. If you want to say hi. Should you get time off from work after a breakup? I feel like... As Americans, we definitely should get breakup leave.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No way, man.
Especially considering how sensitive America is when it comes to like relationships and all this stuff. In the Philippines, maybe they just handled breakups better. So it's like, hey, we're going to throw this in here because it's rare. Here, people are in and out of relationships weekly.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe you're right. You can also go to Facebook Live, Star88, and leave us a comment there. You can watch and listen to the show.
Mm. Which, by the way, I'm terrible at math because 24 divided by 8 is only 3. We'd only get 3 days. I hope you die on a Tuesday.
Okay.
I just, yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And that's exactly what Matt was saying, that most companies give you 3 days for a family member. Some don't give any at all, but yeah.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Is this Bill?
Hey.
Shout out to Bill Peterson for getting me the coolest t-shirt in the history of the universe on my birthday.
Dude, that t-shirt is so cheap.
Okay.
I'm holding it up and you're taking a picture and I'm looking at the back and the company logo folks through the fabric, and you can see the company logo on the back of the T-shirt.
I don't care.
I'm like, oh, man. That... Okay.
What kind of shirt is it?
Plum Tree.
I didn't see this gift.
Did you leave?
No.
Okay, so I get this gift, and I'm like, I lost my mind, and literally everybody else was staring at me, except for, of course, Bill. And I'm like, Chrissy, look at this T-shirt! And she's just kind of looking at it, and she's like, I only know because of Bill. And so, like, she didn't even know. It's a Plum Tree T-shirt, the Plum Tree T-shirt that Scott Pilgrim wears in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Oh, that's cool.
It's the coolest yellow and red Ringer T-shirt, and he wears that in the movie, and I lost my mind. And nobody understood it.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, nobody got it. Nobody understood it. Except you. Meaningful gifts.
I forgot what I was calling about now.
We're talking about bereavement and breakups.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Bill. Okay, here's what you guys need to do for each other.
Okay.
When you guys die, you need to leave something behind for the other guy. So why don't both of you record yourself an entire vocabulary in digital format and give it as a gift to the other guy so that he can keep using your voice after you're dead.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like 13 Reasons Why. I'll leave, like, 13, wave files for you.
Kind of like when Teo left. Right before he left, he produced a bunch of his voice, so we have it still. So.
I have Teo on the computer.
That's a stabbing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He lives forever
in our
hearts.
That's a stabbing.
Yep, we've got it. Gosh. Well,
thanks,
I don't
Bill.
Know how I feel
time
about
off.
That.
Okay, time off for a breakup?
Yeah.
My opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a medical condition.
Whoa.
You do?
When you break up, you go through a physical change.
That is true.
And that and there's the tragedy that your body physically goes through and everything. I think I'm okay with this, which surprises me. I didn't think I would be okay with this. But I'm thinking, you know what? When someone does break up, and I've seen it here, it's just, they're kind of useless for at least a week.
Yeah. Yep.
It's devastating.
But is that a product of like, I don't know. It wasn't always like this, was it? I mean, heartbreaks always are terrible. But that doesn't mean we need to cater to that, right? Can't we as a job, or is it like an employer, be like, dude, put on your big boy pants. I understand how hard this is. Plus, the next 8 hours, you're going to be focused on work, and it's going to give you an opportunity to disconnect from this very tragic thing. Because if not, you're going to sit at home and wallow and eat your Ben and Jerry's and cry a lot. Talking about me. That's what I do. I eat a lot of Ben and Jerry's and cry.
I don't like Ben and Jerry's.
I love Ben and Jerry's, especially when it's mixed with my tears. So good.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Hey, you should probably get back to work. You have a lot of work
to do. Hey, you know what? I love you guys. Have a great day.
See you, man. Love you too, man.
Bye-bye.
Coolest gifts. This year was like the year of meaning.
Right? Man, I'm just so thankful that I have never gone through something devastating like that, because I work in radio and it would just crush me.
Oh, great. Wait, are you being snarky? I can't tell. You ever gone through a breakup? Are you talking about when your job broke up with you? Is it when, like, Baxter broke up with you? Is that the breakup you're talking about?
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
History made at Wimbledon. Roger Federer has won a record 8th Wimbledon singles title more than any other man.
Dismissed in Brazil, the criminal case against U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte.
The White House has asked the Supreme Court to block a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii expanding the definition of bona fide relatives that allows a broader range of immigrants from 6 Muslim-majority countries to enter the U.S.
The Transportation Department says there were more flight delays and consumer complaints about
about airlines, the latest government figures show on-time arrivals were down on 12 of the largest airlines.
John McCain won't be in Washington this week. He's at home in Arizona recovering from surgery to remove a blood clot above his eye. And that has the GOP health care bill held up.
A sinkhole north of Tampa is stabilizing.
Thousands of people remain evacuated in Southern California as the Whittier Fire continues to burn. The fire in the Los Padres National Forest has grown to more than 17,000 acres.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse. Thursday's all so sad.
7:38.
High today
yes,
at 91 degrees.
Flies on Friday, Saturday,
accident
yes,
reported San Mateo Boulevard south at Candelario. The westbound alternative would be Manal or Montgomery. So if you're traveling in that area, San Mateo Boulevard south at Candelario, just stay away. There's an accident there. Also, construction right there at Paseo del Norte and I-25, which is jamming some things up. The Pan American West Service Road is at a crawl right now for some reason. So, no other accidents to report. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
We were talking about whether or not Americans should get time off from work after a breakup because the Filipinos do.
Okay, the way you said that sounded really like...
What?
It wasn't necessarily racist, but it just came out weird to me.
What? The Filipinos do?
Yeah, no, I got it. You know?
Man, they get the hookup, guys.
They do. They really, really do. But somebody wanted to know, yeah, but do they have medical insurance? Do they have, like, what other benefits do they get?
I don't know. That's you know? A good question.
I don't know. So many people are chiming in.
What are they saying?
Want to know legitimately, like, what happens when you break up? You take your leave, then some circumstances happen, you reconcile legitimately, and then at the next staff holiday party, your boss is like, do you have to pay that back if you get back together?
Probably not, because a breakup is a breakup, man. It's still going to be devastating for you.
Yeah, somebody else said, it should depend on the length of the relationship. I was absolutely gutted when my husband left.
Oh
gosh.
Don't say gutted. That's, ugh.
Her husband left, dude!
No, but it makes me sad for them.
It should!
I don't want to feel sad.
Okay.
I want to live in Disneyland right now, okay?
Okay. Somebody else said, I'd rather be working than home wallowing in self-pity and eating ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
Keep busy, man.
Dude, that would be interesting, like, if you broke up and then all of a sudden you guys end up reconciling and
yeah,
your boss
like a
is
week
like,
later you're back together.
I'm sorry. I noticed on Facebook that you went from single to in a relationship.
That happens a lot
sure
with relationships.
Sure looked like the same girl that
yeah,
broke your heart. Oh, dude, if I got time off from school for every time me and my high school girlfriend broke up and
for
got
real.
Back together.
Yeah, I was the same way.
I'd graduate at the ripe young age of 23.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, man.
Yeah, because when you're in high school, you're always thinking,
dude.
Oh, there's something better out there. And then you like,
break up.
Oh,
and
no,
like,
not.
Like on a Wednesday, you'd break up by Friday. I was like, okay, but.
Okay.
All right.
And then one day later, you're like, what did I do that for? Why am I back together with her?
Yeah. Yep. Katrina said we should get a day off when her dogs die. Not cats, just dogs.
Okay.
You know, here's the thing, man. Animals, for a lot of people, I mean, that is a fam. Rocket is a family member.
Yeah. Was there somebody last year that lost a pet here at work? And I felt really bad for him, I think.
I mean, animals die like a lot.
I feel like somebody here lost their pet. Oh, I remember it was somebody over, works over at the church. What was her name?
Yes.
She lost her dog.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
And she was devastated.
Well, yeah. They're animals. Those are your pets.
I think she did take time off, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if a Helvader never dies.
Okay.
I'm gonna freeze dry him. Vader, you're getting freeze dried.
Do you think that should be a thing, like getting time off, bereavement time off, if a pet dies?
Maybe.
I feel like that's actually more...
Right, I think that's more... That stinks more than you get breaking up with break somebody. Because at least they're not dead.
No, because the term breakup to me sounds more like dating than a marriage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Divorce is a very, very, very serious thing. This sounds like they're talking about boyfriends and girlfriends who... Like, what's the amount of time? What's the amount of time they have to be together for it to even constitute as a breakup?
Right? I feel like people could definitely exaggerate on that. But in the Philippines, they give you $30 to put towards dates, and they give that to
I
you.
I love that.
Yeah, they give that That's to cool. you every once in a while. And then they give you also some money as well for a wedding, like up to $1,000 for a wedding.
3,000.
Was it 3,000?
3,000 bucks for a wedding. Now, here's the thing. I think it's smart for the company, actually, to give you date money, because if they're also shelling out for every time you break up, it's probably going to save them some money if they give you some cash for a date night.
Ah.
Because then you're getting quality time together. Date nights are so important.
Yes.
I hope Chrissy's not listening. I'm just kidding. I'm terrible at it. I'm terrible at, like, you know what it is? It's the babysitter. That's what I get hung up on, the babysitter.
But you guys are almost there.
I'm terrible at
You're
that.
Almost there where Jack can watch the kids.
No.
What?
He's almost 14.
He's almost 14.
I get that, but I don't know, man.
Teach him CPR.
Have you ever met Brody?
Yeah, he's...
I get nervous leaving him with other adults.
Yeah.
Somebody said technically you can take the time off. It's called a leave of absence, but that's not paid. So a little bit of difference in what you're talking about. Yeah. But this company is actually offering bereavement leave for a breakup.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Somebody said, I cried at work often, on and off, for 2 days after my dog died. So embarrassing. But I could not stop myself. No, I get that aspect. That's what I'm saying. I almost think that more so than breakup pay is like animal bereavement pay. It's like, this is my dog who's been a part of the family for 13 years.
Right.
No way, dude. Take time off.
We're on Facebook Live at Star88. You can leave a comment there. Or 585-LIVE. You can text us. Or the phone number to call in is 338-3700.
All right.
Speaking of breakups, this couple in Indiana recently decided, well, yeah, we're not going to get married. After planning their wedding for 2 years.
Whoa, dude. Okay.
And they were on the hook for the cost of the reception. So they went through with it, but here's what they did. This is so incredible. They decided... to invite people from 4 local homeless shelters.
Nice.
Yeah, on Saturday night, dozens of homeless people will eat a gourmet meal at an upscale venue, all thanks to a woman with a broken heart. Yeah, these homeless people, they don't have to pay a dime for it.
Right.
Sarah Cummings and her ex-fiance canceled their wedding after 2 years of planning.
2 years of planning. Poor thing. She should have known something. It's like, oh, yeah, honey. It's a really long engagement.
They preferred not to say why the wedding was canceled.
We know why. Two-year engagement.
The 25-year-old pharmacy student at Purdue told the newspaper she was devastated. Mm-hmm. She had to call her friends, relatives, vendors, telling them through tears that the wedding was off. There was a non-refundable contract at the venue. And they had enough gourmet food prepared for 170 guests.
Oh, my gosh.
Who would no longer be attending. So they thought, you know what? Let's just invite all the homeless people down to the shelters.
That's
we don't want the food to go to waste. So she called multiple shelters in the area. She said, I was so touched, or I guess the people at the shelter said, I was so touched that Sarah had taken a painful experience and turned it into a joyful one for families in need.
Man.
That's pretty crazy. Here they are talking about it.
For me, it was an opportunity to let these people know that they deserve to be here just as much as anybody else does.
Thank you.
It's a great opportunity to kind of
spread love on a day where love was meant to be spread with all of us.
That's cool.
I mean, this is like Thanksgiving dinner 2.0 for these guys. This is definitely a blessing for each and every one of them, and they're excited to be here. Many of them have not had a meal like this in years, or maybe not even in their lifetime.
Yeah, everything will be the same as it would have been had the wedding not been canceled.
Who's cutting the cake? Am I right?
Sorry.
Too yeah, soon? Except acceptably no head table for the bridal party, no cake table, no gift table, but with hopes of 150 homeless people attending. Cummings said she will at least have some kind of happy memory to pull from.
Bourbon glazed meatballs?
Bourbon glazed meatballs.
And the lobster butter. Now, seriously, look. There's roasted garlic bruschetta, chicken breast with artichoke, wedding cake.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's pretty dope that she was able to do that because I couldn't imagine. You're planning your engagement for 2 years.
Yeah, this couple, they decided, nah, we're breaking up. We're not getting married. I wish they would have gave us the reason why.
Obviously, we don't know the reason why. And I feel like we really do, actually, because the fact that she was the one that called everybody. She was the one that planned this and put this together. He's nowhere to be found in the story.
That's true.
It's all her. So the kind-hearted one left in tears. But hey, guess what? At least you found out before you guys got married. Am I right? Could be worse.
Yay!
You get like 10 years down the road.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
That would have been tragic.
Yeah, I would imagine if you're going through a breakup or something devastating, for most people, I think just trying to stay busy and trying to keep your mind off of it is the best way to do it. Whether
you still have to confront it at some point.
You do. You have to confront it. But it can be awful just to sit there. Just to lay there and just stew in it and just think about it. Oh, you just get depressed. And
yeah,
nobody wants that. I'd just rather not think about it. You know, pull up a nice, nice new show to binge watch.
Yeah.
Escape reality.
Isn't that like your everyday though?
What?
Huh? Like seriously. I couldn't believe it when you were talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because I mentioned how this season was really good. And you were like, dude, I just binged Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I'm like, dude, season 4 was amazing, right? And you're like, I'd never seen it. I had to watch all 4 seasons.
Yeah. And you know why.
That was last Tuesday, guys. I'm just kidding.
And you know why. Yeah. You just made my point.
The 4 seasons, yeah, bro.
Exactly. Escape from reality. Thank you.
Tonight we're going on a date, though, and I'm really excited.
We are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You and I. We got a press screening for Dunkirk, man.
You gonna pick me up and everything?
No.
No. Oh.
No, dude.
Why?
Because it's not that kind of date.
Oh. You said date.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's July 17th. That's the date.
Okay.
That's what I meant. Sorry. We have an evening prepared. We're going to see the new Christopher Nolan film, guys, a week
early.
That'll
be fun.
Dunkirk. I'm really, really excited for this. We will not have a spoiler review, but we will talk a little bit about it.
How long is Dunkirk?
Yeah, I really want to know how long Dunkirk is. Guys, we have a press screening on a Monday. And we are going to get stuck.
What? It's only 2 hours?
Oh, thank you, Lord. That's he loves it? Us so much.
Wow.
You That's... were so good to us. You are good. Good. 2 hour movie.
All right.
We can handle that. It starts at like
tomatoes.
7.
What do we got here?
Whoa.
That's okay. That's
tomato meter isn't even available yet because it doesn't come out until, I believe, this Friday, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Harry Styles, bruh!
Is he the main guy in it, Harry Styles?
I don't think so. Tom Hardy's in it.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
This is... Yeah, dude, this is Christopher Nolan's new film!
Honestly, haven't even watched the trailer yet. I don't even know.
Do not watch the trailer.
I'm not going to.
Let's just go into that movie. Kenneth Branagh's in this film. Yeah, it's going to be absolutely phenomenal.
Good. I love war movies.
Yeah.
Love it.
This is... Yeah. So we'll have a review. Coming up, it releases Friday, July 21st. So
good. Which is my birthday, guys, just if you wanted to know.
Cillian Murphy's in this.
4001 Osuna Road, Northeast. You can drop off presents here.
so excited.
Me too.
I can't wait to give you guys a full synopsis on Harry Styles in the new film Dunkirk. Love you, Harry.
585 Live if you want to text into the show, or you can call us at 338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
It's been a while.
Hey, yeah, Booty.
Slightly. You've been a little busy. Just a little busy.
How's
just
that little baby?
How's sleep? How's sleep coming?
You know, when you hit that point between reality and somewhere in fantasy,
yeah,
I'm there, guys. Ugh. What's up?
Dude, congratulations again, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's phenomenal.
Thank you. That's actually why I'm calling you guys. I just wanted to thank Dex for all the gifts he sent.
You bet, man.
Flowers, card. He hit up the registry. I mean, it was
amazing.
You don't
have to brag about
it,
man.
We're still unwrapping some of them.
But, it's cool, man.
But, Steve-O, I must have lost yours in the mail, bro.
Wow.
I don't know. They just haven't come in.
Booty, are you kidding me?
He's too, you know, he had his birthday this weekend, and he's just all about himself.
No, man.
I know. I sent him a message on Instagram. He never responded.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. He was occupied with, you know, himself.
Things in his ear holes.
Muy ocupado.
Yep.
Muy, muy. Hey, that's not me. That's my wife's new thing, and it makes me crazy. My face in those photos
hilarious.
Are real. Oh, I hate it.
Are you?
No, Booty.
Are you playing your game all the time, though? Is that you really playing?
Yeah, that's me
playing. I'm going to slap you.
That's me really playing my game.
Stop
and so
it.
So for those who don't know, my wife, Chrissy, at Chrissy Jeets, she got frustrated because I really do play this Marvel Contest of Champions app all the time. And so she's like, you know what? I'm going to start putting stupid stuff in your ear until you turn that game off. And I was like, okay. And so she just started sticking stuff in my ear.
Yeah, I've seen the pics.
Yeah. But no, that's really me playing.
It is
every
weird.
Time.
It is weird to see you like after like the fourth or fifth pick and you're just staring at your phone
yeah.
and you see everything that's going on around you.
Yeah.
I got depressed for you because
we
I'm like,
really
oh my gosh,
Starbucks.
I hope he's just joking around playing the game.
No, I was really playing my game at Starbucks.
You're missing out on bro.
I mean,
shut the game off.
I don't know, man. I'm just
seriously
engaged.
It was my wife's birthday on Saturday.
Was it really?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday, Mrs. Booty.
Hey, don't worry. I'm pretty sure she'll get your card.
She will, man.
All right, guys.
Dude, oh, love you,
hey, I just want to recap Game of Thrones. Giant zombies?
We can't.
What?
All right. Goodbye. Goodbye. He's a good dude. Good dude there.
Haven't seen it. Thanks to Dexter, I don't ever have to see Game of Thrones.
I'll watch that.
Started reading the books. And you're like, just wait till this dude eats it. And it was like, well,
really?
I'm never going
to. Everybody got that ruined for them.
No, they didn't!
Dude, when Ned Stark got his head chopped off
gosh.
In the first season, everybody lost their minds.
Oh, man, somebody else on the live line chimed in and said, I, too, sent Steve-O a message with no reply. Guys,
oh.
I liked every comment I got. I
yeah,
liked
but
every
I like
comment.
Those messages.
Wait, what?
Yeah, messages on Instagram and Facebook. Do you ever check your messages?
My messages?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Are you kidding me? Right here, bro.
Oh.
Those are your messages. People send you messages like on Facebook right there.
Oh, 5 requests. Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
I don't. Instagram is for taking photos, not messaging.
Wow.
I don't know. My bad.
He is in big trouble.
I am. I apologize, everybody.
It's good.
I was a little busy watching my son play a baseball game and interacting
really?
With my mother,
no,
who I never
you,
see.
No, you weren't. You were playing your stupid game because one of those pictures was you playing your stupid app game during the baseball game.
I mean, gosh, there's a chance that that's true.
Yeah.
But listen, guys, I was trying to get a Gwenpool from the arena.
Boo!
I scored 8.1 million points, and I nabbed her. It was great.
It's cool, man.
It's so cool.
Hey, coming up at 8:40,
so cool.
Steve Guttenberg.
Yeah!
Oh, Steve. He was supposed to call in on Friday.
No, he wasn't. Okay. I just had the date wrong. I booked it incorrectly.
Yeah. 8:40, we'll talk to Mr. Guttenberg. You know him from Police Academy. You know him from Cocoon.
Short Circuit.
Ballers.
3 Men and a Baby.
Yep. It's a pretty big deal.
Veronica Mars.
840, Steve Guttenberg.
Lava Lantula. That's that really cool. Lava Lantula is the name of a movie.
It's like
and
Sharknado.
Now I want to see it. It's a sci-fi film.
It's a tarantula.
After a dormant volcano erupts in the Santa Monica Hills, something within the molten lava is awakened. Birthed from the deep, dark bowels of the earth, arachnid-like creatures swarm out of the eruption. A washed-up former A-list star, Colton West, suddenly finds himself in a real-life catastrophe.
Wow.
As he's forced to use his on-screen character training to save an entire city from being victims to the most horrifying creatures imaginable.
Is that on Netflix, man?
Steve Guttenberg plays Colton West, and get this! His friend in the movie, Marty, is played by Michael Winslow from Police Academy!
Oh, no way!
Voice guy! Oh, snap. You know I'm watching that movie.
All right.
Let's go see Lava Lantula, dog.
Let's do it.
I know you want to watch it.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, let's do that article on Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes.
Some Christians had to say about it?
Yes, some Christians weren't too thrilled with it. We're going to talk about why they're too sensitive. What? Huh?
All right. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
It's all good.
Waverly going to be here all weekend, actually. If you would like to check him out Saturday and or Saturday evening and Sunday morning right here at Calvary, they'll be doing worship. And
heck
then
yeah.
The big show with Waverly happening Sunday night. Tickets are $10. Waverly.
Dude, I cannot wait.
It's their big reunion show.
If you've never seen Waverly live, they are phenomenal. Ah,
get your tickets, guys. $10.
The best part is Jamie is back, like the original drummer. That dude is so incredible. I cannot wait to watch him play again. I'm so stoked for the show. Ah!
It is 8:05.
High today of 91 degrees. Traffic. Taking a look at the roads, there's some road construction happening over off Paseo and I-25, and because of that, it's pretty backed up there right at that intersection. Earlier, we mentioned an accident, San Mateo Boulevard, south at Candelaria. It's still showing up on the map, although that was about an hour ago. They're still asking you to seek an alternate method if you're traveling westbound, Manal or Montgomery. But again, that's San Mateo Boulevard, south right at Candelaria. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
A new study by a Christian organization says the box office performance of superhero movies suffers when there's a lot of profanity in them. They claim that no superhero movie with more than 25 curse words has cracked the top 100 movies in terms of box office revenue.
Now, when you look at the article, they say, by the way, we're talking about like when you bring in inflation and these things, because I immediately thought of Deadpool and Logan, which made so much money. But I guess they include that in this article, right? Say that according to this group movie guide, there are 30 and a half, which I don't know how you can half cuss. Oh, wait, yes, I do. Never mind. My bad. I know exactly what they're talking about.
Okay.
30 and a half profanities in Spider-Man Homecoming. The half is...
Yeah, I remember okay. that.
Despite the crazy awesome reviews and the killing it at the box office in week one with $117 million, they are warning of negative consequences to all the swearing in this Marvel film. According to their study, when you adjust for inflation, no superhero film with more than 25 curse words cracks the top 100 films in terms of box office revenue. I'd like to see this. The organization says that Civil War, Guardians 2, Deadpool, and Suicide Squad each contained more than 25 curse words. They've come in at 120, 140, 157, and 199, respectively, after adjusting for inflation. So they say that the first three Spider-Man films featured far less cursing. Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
It averaged $526 million at the domestic box office, and it predicts the newest iteration won't come close to that figure. They were saying that the earlier Spider-Man movies were consciously appealing to greater principles, such as with great power comes great responsibility. Spider-Man Homecoming seems to be trying too hard to appeal to the lowest common denominator. They say if this trend continues in Marvel films, the brand's going to be tarnished and a generation of young audience members will be taught that political correctness, vulgarity, and profanity are cool.
I feel like that's already happened, right? Hasn't that already happened?
What?
That last sentence there. They feel that...
The younger audience... Yeah, members, that
this generation...
Already, oh, yeah.
I feel like that is exactly what's happened. Because it's the norm.
Yeah.
Especially, I was talking to my daughter the other day. She was on YouTube, and she's like, Dad, I need to show you this video, but I got to warn you, there's cussing in it. And I was like, no, you're not allowed to watch a video that has cussing in it. But come on, this YouTuber's really funny. I'm like, so you have watched this YouTuber? And it's one of those things that's...
You sound so old.
I know.
Right
now.
You sound so old.
But it's one of those things that... Think about your kids, man. Everything that they digest now, whether it's YouTube, movies, kids can jump onto Netflix and watch whatever they want.
Yeah. And I'm not one for placing that in their path because I do want to protect my kids. Sure. But on the flip side of that, I understand that my kids are going to hear it.
Exactly.
Like, we played Little League Baseball this weekend.
Yeah.
And some of the kids, not on our team, kind of mouthy. Like language, you know, and it's like, dang, dude, if my 11-year-old talked like that, but I mean, I don't know if it's just like, well, it's the heat of the game or whatever and just upset, but
do you ever,
it's like, it's weird to me.
Do you ever worry, though, at school? Because you remember being a kid on the playground.
I do.
And I went through a phase where...
It's like, I have to cuss to be cool.
I have to cuss. And so when I'm with my friends, I'm different. I'm cussing just to fit in. You ever worry that your kids are going through that at all?
No. I don't. I mean, I think that's the difference. Is it's not one of those, and I, you know, maybe that happens. I don't know. I just have a different philosophy because for every time that my mom tried to just shield me and ill prepare me, I want to prepare them. I want them to be educated on it. Instead of just don't do this because I said don't do this or don't talk like that because that's not how we talk. Talked about the negative ramifications of it, why it's ignorant, how the English language, there's 50 other words you can use and the heart behind it. Because more importantly for me is I don't care if you're saying a curse word or if you're using normal verbiage, but being wicked in your heart, so to speak. That's it for me. Yeah. What's the intent behind it? If you are seriously coming at somebody and screaming vulgarities or coming at somebody and telling them that they're worthless, that they're no good, that they'll never amount to anything, those are just as damaging. They're just not, quote, vulgar.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And so we talk about building each other up and stuff. Because a lot of times, you know, people get frustrated, and I'm guilty of this. How often do we call each other dumb or idiot or jerk or whatever? But it's very playful in our intent. You're one of my best friends on the planet. And obviously, like, we understand that. It's not hateful. It's not spiteful. We're friends having fun doing a morning show. But in quote, real life, like, I think one time ever we've actually gotten into a fight, like one time ever, and it was like we had angry words.
We have such a great relationship.
I mean, it's just pretty great. But seriously, like we've only ever gotten angry one time in our entire like decade of friendship.
Right? That's crazy.
Right.
And we've been doing the show now for a year and a half.
Yeah.
One time. Guys, we have a safe word now.
So somebody said, come on, all kids go through that where you act different around your friends, unless you're Steve-O's kids, of course, because he's perfect. No, that's it. You obviously did not hear anything I just said, but that's okay. I say I don't worry about it because I agree. You're right. Kids are going to go through that because it's what we do. it's curiosity. It's, I mean, but the difference is how we handle it, how we approach it, how we freak out on it. You know what I mean? Like, man, yeah. I know some people that, like, they freak out. And to be fair, the first time I ever had to confront it, I did freak out because I was pretty new on the parenting scene, and I mishandled it. And I had a great pastor friend talk to me about that and the idea of the humans as we grow and we mature and as we go through things, like, we're going to confront things and we're going to handle them differently. And do I really want to be that dad that's just like kind of arrogant and
right?
Oh, or do I, you know, like walk them through it? Why we don't, you know? Like,
yeah,
I'm not worried about it. Sure, but I mean, if you've ever heard me talk on the show, language to me is very important. But the heart behind it is much more important. Like, yeah. Recently, Jack and I, we went through a little something-something. He's 13 years old. And it was like, hey, man, instead of, like, screaming or getting mad, it was like, here's what I want you to do, bud. You got a week. I'd love for you to read through the book of James. And then in a week, let's just come back and talk about what those words are and what they mean and what you think. Instead of being like, no, this is it, because the Bible says this, it was, hey, go read the book of James. And then let's rap about our language and our tongue and what that means.
That's cool.
I want you to – we can preach all day long, but it doesn't matter if they don't care.
Yeah.
If your heart doesn't change, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So
– we're talking about this organization, this Christian organization. They said that the box office performance of superhero movies suffers when there are copious amounts of profanity in them. And it's – weird, and I don't know if it's because I'm just desensitized to it now, but I didn't catch a whole lot of that. When it said there was 30 and a half profanities in Spider-Man, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really hear anything except the half part, which, you know, is...
Yeah.
Can't really spoil that. But.
There was definitely more looser language, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You recognize it. Same with Guardians of the Galaxy. I definitely noticed it was, yeah, simple things like the old WTH and all. It was basic, you know, but it's still there.
Right.
So I noticed it. I just don't think, I don't know.
Is it one of those things that is our culture changing? You know, someday are those the words that aren't necessarily acceptable now that we call curse words? Are they someday not going to be curse words?
Absolutely. I think it shifts with culture and trends and different things for different times, because there's a word that Chrissy's grandmother says to this day that I can't even say on the air because it makes me uncomfortable. But to,
but could you say it on the air? Is it considered a
I'm gonna look
cuss
it up.
Word?
I'm going to look it up.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you right now, you shouldn't say that.
Yeah. I just want to know where it came from.
How do you use that? What?
It's kind of like being a dope, being a dummy, naive, being like ignorant.
I've never heard anybody use that before.
Right. Sorry, guys. I would love to. I wish I could. I really can't. But when you have like this 89-year-old woman being funny and like calling you that because you're, quote, ignorant, it's like, huh. Grandma, times are different, man. You can't call somebody that. But it's not a racial thing. It's not. So don't think of it. It's not a slur or anything like that. It just had no meaning. I'd never heard the phrase before. But now kids use it very differently.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We say that, and there's a word on the station that our boss prefers us not to use, that we try not to use, that's grown into regular vocabulary. And I think culturally, at different times, it's been used for different things. When something stinks, when something is junk, when something... It's like a vacuum. It's a vacuum's job, right? Mm-hmm. A vacuum sucks up things.
Yeah.
Using that term correctly, I can use it. So he doesn't like us to say that word. Oh, man, that totally, you know.
Yeah.
Because he says it with his generation, it meant something different. But then you look back and we were watching this documentary. Remember the disco documentary?
Yeah.
And it was at a baseball field. And that was in the 70s. Was it 60s or 70s?
70s.
It was in the 70s, and they were using that term against disco not to mean what he said it meant, like, differently,
right.
That it was just terrible music. And it was like, huh. And it kind of threw me off because it's like, but I thought it always was like a really terrible, you know, but this was like on broadcast television and it was kind of, it was, so I, who knows, man? I think not only is it like cultural, because there's some words that we could say on the air right now that culturally don't mean anything in America, but if we were across the pond,
right.
It would be so inappropriate.
But they have different, they just have different cuss words. They have words over there that when they say it are just as bad as the ones we use over here. It's just the words are different.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It is weird. It's crazy. I do agree with how the younger generations, it definitely is more acceptable for sure.
Yeah.
It's in everything now. And even in cartoons, you know, on the Cartoon Network and stuff like that, there's some language that, like, you'll sit there and I remember when the kids were a little bit younger, sitting down and watching some shows, and it was, what?
Yeah.
This is a cartoon. What the heck?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, dude, totally. Somebody said, I work for a program for kids, and when disciplining the kids, we explain why bad behavior isn't okay and how to handle it and what to do instead of those actions. I love that. Like, because that's it. We gotta explain. My son, I brag on my kids all the time, and I know, I'm sure people get tired of it, but check this out, dude. Luke Jeter is currently playing for Paradise Hills Little League All-Stars. And All-Stars is a pretty big thing in the baseball world, right? Like, this is the best of the best. They're the 11-year-olds. So next year, it's like, if they win state, they're the ones that go to Waco, Texas to play in regional. This is like, we're talking Little League World Series, right? So this is the year before. This is awesome. This is the best of the best in Little League. Luke is very passionate. And at times has trouble controlling his emotions, right? So like if him and Jack are playing around and then it gets kind of argumentative, Jack's quick to use his words like his daddy and can be cutting, and Luke just gets overly emotional and knocks his brother out,
yeah.
Right? Like Luke is a powerhouse. He is a force. And so with Luke, it's always talking to him about not allowing his emotions to control him, because we can do some really stupid things. I still do some stupid things and have to apologize to them regularly, because even as a dad, it's like your kids are doing things you don't want. And instead of like calming down and having a minute, there are times where I just fly off the handle. I blow up and I allow my words to be just ridiculous.
Right.
And so I have to go back and be like, well, there's an example of allowing your emotions to control your situation. I'm so sorry. So this weekend we were playing in an elimination game. It's like this. If we win this game, we're moving on. If we lose this game, we are going home and the season is over. We are done. Luke Jeter got the start on the mound. And the very first pitch he threw, the kid crushed
right
out of the park.
Ugh.
One pitch, now the other team has a run on a pitch. And I was just like, oh no. Because he's a very emotional kid,
yeah.
Right? And so it was like, man, this could be it. Like, he could fall apart and just break. He's 11 years old.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't? I mean, that's crushing, right? And so, you know, his coach is yelling, because we're not allowed to interact with the kids for All-Stars. You're not really allowed to. So, you know, coach yells out there to just breathe and, you know, just put that in your back pocket and let's keep going. And so very first pitch, he pitches, you know, this home run goes out of the park. And then he just kind of like settled in and pitched a perfect game.
Wow. After that?
After that hit, the team did not get a walk. The team did not get a hit.
Wow.
The team did not score another. There were no errors, no hits, no walks, no anything. He settled in and for the next three innings just killed it.
Yeah.
And we ended up winning that game 23-1.
Man, that's cool.
It was phenomenal. And so afterwards, it was like, hey, man, scoreboard aside, everything aside, congratulations on controlling your emotions. Because
yeah.
Grown-ups, we don't do that all the time either, you know?
Right.
And it could have been a situation where he got that home run rocked off of it, and there was a moment where it was like, oh, no. Like, and he just kind of, like, had to breathe and, like, settle in. Because he's a pretty passionate, emotional
yeah.
person. And he didn't. And he worked really hard. And it was like, okay, for as often as I come at you and tell you to try and control your emotions, I want to praise you in this moment for actually doing, because in a real life situation. So I think that's what we need to focus on as parents. I don't have all the answers. I really don't, obviously.
Yeah.
But I always go back to this phenomenal book called Shepherding a Child's Heart. Because the ideas behind those book are, is it rebellion or is it just a kid being a kid? And that's something I still have to remember and learn, is that these are children. And I think a lot of times we expect everything out of them because we're like, why can't you just get it right? And it's like, dude, this guy's 7 years old. He's seven.
Mm-hmm.
Is he truly being rebellious or is he just a curious kid?
Yeah.
There's a huge difference. So rebellion all day, you got to discipline. But when they're acting like kids and you're tired, you had a long day at work and you're like, stop having fun.
Right.
Ugh. I'm so guilty of that.
We all are, man.
Constantly got to remember that. And
we all are.
I don't know, man.
We all turn into our parents.
So, but that's the thing is you look at these studies and it's like, I don't know. I had a hard time reading this study this morning. I understand it because I don't want my kids to go out and like, just start cursing like sailors because Spider-Man's cursing now or something.
Well, I mean,
but
the question is, do those movies need cuss words? Even if you're not a Christian and you cuss like a sailor all the time, if you go to a movie and there's a great movie like Spider-Man Homecoming and there's not one cuss word in it, is that going to change the movie for people?
I do think a broader audience would go.
Sure, honestly, broader audience, but it's not going to affect the people that, you know, don't really care about the cussing and they're, you know, maybe they cuss in their life. That it's not going to affect them. So I guess my point is like, hey, really, you don't need to put it in there, right?
No, it's absolutely not.
It's something that just doesn't need to be in a movie to make it great.
Diana said that very thing. Here's what I don't get about superhero movies. People are going to go watch them because they love them already. What is the point of nudity or profanity? I just don't understand that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It's hard because growing up, I've always been like nerdy comic book kid. And as a kid, X-Men and X-Force, those were my favorite comics. And my kids will never, ever, ever, ever get to see Deadpool. Ever! Which is terrible because I'm like, man. But it was for a different audience. Yeah, I think that was the point of that.
Depends on what you're trying to go for, I guess.
I don't know. A friend of mine said, as a Christian, I think this article is stupid. They use choicer words, but in Australia, fanny is used in a very derogatory way. When I was at Genius Training, one of the other students was talking about how her store utilized these fanny packs for the inventory people. And our Australian trainer, who had only been a few weeks to this point in the United States, was like freaking out, trying not to explode with laughter because it was like, oh my gosh, they're using this word.
Yeah.
And it means something entirely different.
Wow.
But here, a fanny pack is obviously a fanny pack. It's just a fanny pack. But the Aussies kind of freak out. So, yeah. It was pretty hilarious. After they said after class, you noticed that, you know, they were like freaking out. It was like, oh, dude, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
I just thought, Google it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing. It doesn't mean that we should just carry on and be like, language doesn't matter. It's still important, I think.
Yeah.
I absolutely do think it's important. But I understand why they're putting it in more comic book films? No. Because you would think if your target audience is children, you'd want it to be more kid-friendly, if you will.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily know that these comic book movies are really geared towards kids anymore. Because look at it. They're crushing at the box office. And within culture now, like, we got to talk about this at some point. San Diego Comic-Con is kicking off. And a bunch of comic book shops have actually, like, bowed out of Comic-Con. Because they're like, hey, we're done. We've been doing this 20-something years. But Denver, Mile High, they're one of the biggest retailers. And they're like, you know what? We're done because this isn't about comic books anymore. It's about entertainment and culture. And like, our business is failing because it's become such a big thing in our culture. The comic book, like nerd culture, that it's way bigger than just a comic book now. It's more
movies,
entertainment,
TVs.
Film. And so, whereas I wish my kids could watch movies like Logan and Deadpool, it's not for them necessarily. Yeah. So I don't understand the point of this article.
Yeah.
They're not, it's not, I think maybe the Christians in this article are missing the fact that it's not for children necessarily. Right. That we as adults eat this up now, and it's the biggest thing in our culture.
Yeah, that's a good point. 585 Live if you want to text in. We're on Facebook Live at Star 88. Go like the page. You can watch us. You can listen. Share that Facebook Live when you get a chance.
So many people chiming in on this.
We'll be back. We'll discuss profanity and superhero movies. What do you think? We'll be right back.
History made at Wimbledon, Roger Federer has won a record 8th Wimbledon singles title more than any other man.
Dismissed in Brazil, the criminal case against U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte.
The White House has asked the Supreme Court to block a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii expanding the definition of bona fide relatives that allows a broader range of immigrants from 6 Muslim-majority countries to enter the U.S.
The Transportation Department says there were more flight delays and consumer complaints about airlines. The latest government figures show on-time arrivals were down on 12 of the largest airlines.
John McCain won't be in Washington this week. He's at home in Arizona recovering from surgery to remove a blood clot above his eye, and that has the GOP health care bill held up.
The sinkhole north of Tampa is stabilizing.
Thousands of people remain evacuated in Southern California as the Whittier Fire continues to burn. The fire in the Los Padres National Forest has grown to more than 17,000 acres.
8:34, good morning.
High today of 91 degrees. Traffic! Well, if you're going to sit, I guess I'm just going to sit too.
No, I just kind of feel like sitting.
Right? Well, we're about to have a serious interview.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure we're ready. Taking a look at the roads, there's an accident reported. Paseo del Norte. Yep. This is happening at Coors Boulevard Northwest. The vehicles are in Gore Point.
Gore Point?
Don't even know what that means. That's what my... It's in all caps, which means it's a big deal.
Okay.
Gore Point!
The two diverging white lines at front mark
oh,
the
gotcha.
Okay.
Right, it's the little like...
Yeah, all
right. Okay. Well, there you go. Right there at Paseo Norte West at Coors Boulevard. The vehicles are in Gore Point.
They're in Gore Point, guys.
Yeah, okay. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Hey, guys, coming up here in about 5 minutes, Steve Guttenberg.
The Goots!
He played Mahoney in all of the Police Academy movies. I'm sure a lot of you are freaking out because Police Academy just hit Netflix.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, my gosh. So many people have hit us up on Instagram and Facebook. So excited. We thought he was calling in on Friday, but no, it was today. So he'll be calling in to talk about the third season of Ballers on HBO that stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, man, I'm so excited!
His character is Wayne Hastings Jr. I've watched Ballers. Anything with The Rock, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I've never seen it, and I feel like I'm missing out on something.
It's The Rock, man!
This is our, third person from Ballers on the show?
Yeah.
And
it's a really good show. It's a little 30-minute series.
To watch a Police Academy over the weekend. I was like, I'm going to watch Police Academy. We had multiple Starmy members say they watched it over the weekend on Netflix because of this interview. And I'm like, man, I was going to watch it so we could talk. But we already have so much to talk about. Are you kidding me?
Those movies still hold up as far as just if you want a good laugh.
Yeah.
I watched one a couple years ago.
I do want a good
still laugh.
Still laughed. That's why I'm part of the show. Because you're funny.
Thanks.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, as I get older, I just start to look more funny.
It's because you look like Jack Black and he's hilarious.
I don't look like Jack Black.
Which, by the way, I cannot wait for the new Jumanji. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's Monday for sure.
No, dude!
585 Live if you want to text into the show or Facebook Live. What are they saying? Back to our discussion, we were talking about how this Christian group, they were talking about cussing in a lot of the new superhero movies, like Spider-Man Homecoming. There was 30 and a half cuss words.
Yeah.
And how it's ruining the generation of young kids because that's what they're getting used to. They're seeing it as normal to talk that way.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
That's right. Anything? He wasn't in the second one. Don't bring up Short Circuit 2.
Oh, he wasn't in Short Circuit 2?
No, he wasn't in the second one.
Oh.
Okay. People chiming in, and man, somebody mentioned the fact that they watched The Sandlot with their kids the other day, and they were blown away by it. We'll get to it.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, yes. Carl, yesterday was my birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, and
thanks,
I'm so
dog.
Sorry for not giving you a shout on social media. I guess
that's
I was
okay.
Taking my Sunday off.
That's okay.
You're so
hey,
selfish.
Dude, you know, I know how important the Sabbath is to you, so I know you rest. Oh, very religious man.
I worship, you know what I worship? I worship the rocks and the hills and the grass that grow up.
No.
I was out walking up Chinamonk Mountain yesterday.
No
crazy.
Way! Beautiful. That's awesome. I love checking out your photos, man. You do live the good life, my friend. You do.
I try my best with the talents I have. But in the meantime, I'm going to bring you Steve Guttenberg.
Yes!
We would
all right,
that.
Here he comes. All right, Steve, here you go. Steve-o.
Oh,
hello.
Man.
Hello, is this Mr. Guttenberg?
This is. Hello, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks
I gotta
for
tell
being
you,
on the show.
We are freaking out excited that you are on the show right now.
Wow, thank you.
Listen.
You.
We yesterday celebrated my 39th birthday. So, in the 80s, you were literally the big brother that was the coolest big brother in the history of the planet. And I think we all just knew that Steve Guttenberg was going to be our big brother because he was the raddest human being on the planet. So,
thanks, man. Well, still enjoying a bit of awesomeness. So things are pretty good.
Yeah, man. We were so stoked because we just started thinking of Cocoon and Short Circuit, and of course, the Police Academy films, 3 Men and a Baby, and just my co-host over here said probably the dumbest thing he could have said, because I want to see what your thoughts are on this. He said, Steve Guttenberg is the Tom Hanks of the 80s. And I was like, well...
He
I'm pretty sure
this.
Tom Hanks was actually the Tom Hanks of the 80s.
Yeah.
But what say you, Mr. Guttenberg?
I say that I was the Charlton Heston of the early 2000s.
Yeah!
I was gonna say something. And I would just leave it right there.
Okay. All right.
Don't you ever have your father say, don't touch it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's so funny, man. I gotta say, I'm a fan of Ballers on HBO.
Yes.
Are you pretty excited to be a part of this with The Rock?
I am. I am. It's such a good show. It's such a well written show. Dwayne Johnson and Rob Corddry, Richard Schiff, great actors. Terrific direction. I'm thrilled. It's a great, great show. HBO really loves it and supports it. And I think it's one of the highest rated shows they've got.
Wow.
So. I'm a lucky guy to get in this show. Lucky guy.
You know, we were joking about this a few months back with the current political climate, the idea of The Rock running for president. It's been something that's been talked about. And then last week it comes across the wire that this group is throwing in for him to put in for the 2020 presidential election. And obviously working with Dwayne Johnson, what say you? How do you feel about the idea that he could potentially run for president?
I can tell you this, he is a stellar guy. Great manners, really experienced in life, been in the ups and the downs.
Yeah.
Has a terrific family, very well balanced guy, very intelligent guy, good listener. He astounds me with his focus and how attentive he is. Got all the makings of a leader, so let's see what happens, right?
Heck yeah,
yeah.
Man!
We're both, you know, we're okay.
And wait a minute, I think Tom Hanks is going to be his
running mate.
Yeah,
this is
there you go.
I mean, I feel like you would probably be a cooler running mate, honestly, because I mean, if we're
thanks, man.
I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest.
I appreciate it.
So,
I appreciate it. I would have, you know, listen. Listen, a lot of things happen. Let's see what happens. I'll get into Congress and I'll work with him anyway.
Yeah.
Terrific guy. So I think it'll be I think we got this made now. Now we got this going. Okay, he's in, so let's see. I guess we'll put together the cabinet. Let's do it.
Oh, man. Incredible. On the phone right now, Steve Guttenberg, and you have a memoir, The Guttenberg Bible. And I was a little blown away by this because reading through and, you know, that first quote, the idea that someone told you that you were like the last person they would pick to be a star. Dex and I in here, both Christians, we talk a lot about our purpose, to talk a lot about what we were, quote, created for, if you will, and believe that obviously every single one of us have different talents, gifts, abilities. And it seems like you sure have this talent, this gift, this ability to, gosh, be the funny man, but be the nice guy, but be the likable, but be the, I mean, you're just kind of the guy, as we mentioned, being the big brother. Talk a little bit about what it was like in that time period, you know, late 70s, early 80s, and being told like, hey, you are not movie star material. You will never make it. And where you chose to go from there.
You know, everything I've ever learned that was useful in the outside world beyond my home, I learned at the kitchen table with my mom and dad. And I learned not only charitable direction, I learned manners, and I learned how to be a team player, and how to get your point across, and how to be convincing, how to get what you want the right way. And what I learned was, if you always do the right thing, everything will work out. Mm-hmm. Might be a little hard to do the right thing, but if you always do the right thing, everything will work out. So I've gone from there. And that infused my gift, my instrument. That's who we are. You know, actors, you really are only who you are. You bring a lot of that to the role.
Yeah.
And then you shape it. So for me, my entire life, I've always tried to do the right thing. And that served me as a good son, a good brother, a good friend, good lover, good co-worker, good citizen, and that's I think what makes my particular take on a character interesting.
Mm.
So I've been very fortunate that I do that in my personal life and my professional life. I try to listen, and I try to do the right thing, and I try to make it interesting and fun.
Man.
So, or dramatic when the moment needs it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did they ever try to change your name? They're like, Steve Guttenberg? No, that's not a name in Hollywood.
Yeah. I had a guy wanted me to change it to Johnny Venture.
Johnny Venture.
And you didn't go with that?
Go for it like a fool. Like a fool. What are you going to do? You know, God gives you a certain direction, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I'm glad you guys are, you know, active in spirituality, because I, too, look at God, and I think that's a lot of how you can communicate with God, is by doing the right thing all the time.
Man.
And you kind of speak his language. And then, you know, you can sort of navigate the world a little better.
Yeah.
You know, of course, knowing that you have God behind you and that you're doing the right thing, and he sort of, you know, will sort of open up a hole in front of you. You know, you're running back, and, you know, you keep doing the right thing, he'll just, you know, he'll open up a hole for you and get you through. So I think that's a lot of life.
Man, amen. We were just talking about that a couple days ago on the show, the idea, you know, because a lot of times people want to know their purpose, their calling, what they were created for. And I think we can get wrapped up in the rules and the regulations and all these different things. And we had a great pastor friend on the show talking about in high school, the direction he got was, man, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then do whatever the heck you want. Because if you are loving others, if you are serving others, if you are doing, then these things will, you're right, man, these things do open up. Like, it's incredible how when you serve, you become this servant, as Christ said. Like, you serve others, and I mean, good things happen, you know? It's incredible what not being a jerk does.
You're in the game. You serve, you're in the game, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
We're here to serve. That Amen. Everybody on earth wherever station in life anybody is, that's what our job is.
Yeah, man.
Serve. Keep serving. Keep making other people's lives better, your family, your friends, the outside world. If you just keep doing that, then you're bound to walk into a room with lots of orange juice, and you go, "Are you thirsty?" "Yeah, man, I'm thirsty." Oh, you get a ton of orange juice, and you're like, "Man, I can't believe I got in this room with all this orange juice." And they're like, "Wow, you know what? What'd you do?" "Well, I went here. I helped this old lady across the street here, and then I went over here, and I went over there. This guy needed some help with his air conditioner. I helped him. Then I walked over and opened the door, and there's the orange juice." And I think that, listen, you got to get lucky, and you got to, you know, all kinds of things have to come together, but. Amen. I really do believe, you know, and I think another part of it, guys, is, of course, you know, you got to fight that temptation.
Yeah, man.
You got, you know, when the enemy comes in, you got to know how to say no right away. And if you say no right away, it's really a lot easier. You know, right when he puts his foot in the door, you know, you go, "No, sorry, man, you can't come in." All right.
I got to tell you, Steve, when I was a kid, I always thought you would be the coolest big brother in the world, and it turns out you really are the coolest big brother on the planet. So,
yes.
Thank you, dude. This has been the funnest 10 minutes. I know your time is short, but man, thank you so much. Baller Season 3, obviously, this weekend.
Yeah,
and,
looking forward to seeing you in this, man.
I'll be honest. Dexter watches the show. I've never seen it, but now it's like, oh, Steve Guttenberg's in it. I'm going to watch Ballers. Now I guess I have to go backwards and watch it because love you, dude. You do some incredible work, and thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Love you, too, we'll all stay on the right road and the good road.
There you go, man. Now you just got to make your way out to New York Comic Con in October because we're going to be out there covering it, and we got to hang out big brother status, bro. So there you go.
That'd be great. I'll bring the orange juice.
Yes! Beautiful. There it is! Amazing. Thanks, man. Have a great day, Steve.
Oh, man. What a good guy! He's my new favorite human
dude. People are, like, freaking out on the live line. It was hilarious. So... You know, there are those times when you get to, like, interview, like, we're not even joking here, like, childhood, like, iconic people, and you're pretty disappointed a lot of the times.
I'll be honest, I told Steve this before the interview last week. I go, I almost don't want to interview him because I feel like, I just had a feeling that he was going to be one of those guys that probably didn't want to talk about, like, all the 80s movies.
Yeah.
Probably was just not going to be a great interview. And
man,
did I put my foot in my mouth.
Is Steve Guttenberg.
Wow, he is.
He's the nicest dude on the planet.
When he was talking about how, like, basically he is who he is in the movies, you know? Like, and it's so true.
Yeah. That's cool.
What a good dude.
People are chiming in left and right on the live line. Love this interview. He's the best. What a great interview for a Monday. This guy is amazing. This guy is awesome.
And he has
Thank
one of those
so
voices
much.
That, man, you're like, wow, that's Mahoney. That's Steve Guttenberg, man.
I'm sure people watching on Facebook Live were saying that Kim said, "I love seeing your expressions." Because, guys, when he started talking, I just, like, lit up. Because it was Steve Guttenberg!
No, man, Johnny Venture. When he said that they wanted to change his name to Johnny Venture.
That was incredible.
Oh, man.
But it's true, you know, checking out his biography, he was told he wasn't attractive enough. He didn't have that leading man look. He'd never make it in Hollywood. His name's Steve Guttenberg, and that's just not a Hollywood name. And people are closing doors left and right, and he just kept persevering, you know, and kept going and landed some phenomenal roles.
Yeah, we found out last week that...
I was so bummed that we were out of time because I wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, Steve Guttenberg was actually up for the role... as Venkman in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Peter Venkman, which ended up going to Bill Murray, but he turned down Ghostbusters for Police Academy.
That's crazy.
What's cool is when he talked about just genuinely being a nice guy and serving other people and God will, like, clear it all out, I'm willing to bet he doesn't look back and go, man, I wish I had done Ghostbusters.
Right. Yeah.
Because Police Academy came and Cocoon and Short Circuit and all these great roles. And he still had a rad career. He's still doing it. And so, yeah, man. Sorry, guys. I'm kind of nerding out.
Right I know. Now. He was so much fun to talk to.
But so are other people. Somebody just said, great job. Dex is Steve. Gutenberg, genuine, nice guy. Somebody else said, best interview yet, Stellar. Somebody just chimed in and said, that was my favorite Morning Invasion interview.
Yeah. I mean, when somebody like that starts to open up, especially about his walk with God and, you know, how he lives his life, like, you don't get that very often from celebrities that call in.
That's why I always want to make sure. Now, I always want to make sure that we at least let them know that we're believers and, like, this is kind of a, but it's never just like a, so where do you stand on Jesus Christ? Like, I don't ever want to approach it from that aspect because we have such a short time with him, but it never ceases to fail that inevitably they get to open up about where they're at, whether good or bad. Like,
right.
Cause we've had some interesting times where front man of Men at Work, remember that? It was just like, well, I don't agree with any of that. And it was like, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Jonathan Banks from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Yeah. Phenomenal dude.
He wanted to roast us.
He did want to roast us. But by the end of it, we came out of there having a good conversation.
Yeah.
Ah.
It is possible.
Somebody said when I was watching Police Academy this weekend, I thought, this guy is a cutie, not good looking enough. Psh. That's funny. Yeah. Steve Gutenberg, the Charlton Heston of the early 2000s. Thank you, Starmie.
Oh, man. Yeah. He was, you're right. He was that guy that in the 80s, if you were a young kid or a teenager, you were like, that's the kind of guy I want to be when I grow up.
Right.
You know, because he's just the cool guy. He's funny.
He was the nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, he never played the jerk, really. Right. I'm trying to think. Like, he was always just like,
yeah. He was the Kirk Cameron of the 80s.
Okay, go away for it. I'm so glad we got to talk about that with him.
Oh, man, he was born in Brooklyn.
Yes, I know. That's why I brought up New York Comic Con. He lives on the, where does he live now? He just moved. I don't want to say actually on there. Yes.
Does he live in Los Angeles?
Like, no, he lives in New York.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. 585 Live if you want to text into the show.
It's
or
cool,
on
man.
Facebook Live.
It's cool.
Be a part of the show right there. You can watch the show.
Yeah.
Or 338-3700.
Mm-hmm.
And call in. I think that, was that our first interview of the summer?
It feels like it.
It does.
It definitely
during
feels
the summer,
like it.
It's really slow as far as interviews. But
yeah.
I feel like we haven't had one of those in a long time.
Yeah, well, not of that caliber. Of course, we say that caliber, and there were, like, you know, teens and 20-somethings who were like, who?
Yeah.
I'm like, Steve Gutenberg, man! Yeah.
None of my kids wouldn't know who it is, you know? No. There's no way. I don't
Your
think
kids have never
watched...
seen Short Circuit?
No.
Dude.
No, that's not on Netflix or anything, I don't think.
Finding that. We're going to have a Short Circuit party.
I'm surprised
party.
You don't have that on DVD.
Short Circuit party.
Who was the main guy in Short Circuit 2?
This dude, Fisher Stevens. That guy, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They replaced him.
Why would they replace him?
I don't remember.
He probably just couldn't do the role or something.
Maybe. Obviously, he was busy doing other great things.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man. So there you go. Now I got to go get the old Gutenberg Bible.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty cool read, right?
Yeah. In 1986, he did Short Circuit, and then 1988, when Short Circuit 2 came out, he did High Spirits, Three Men and a Baby, Cocoon, The Return. Yeah, Three Men and a Little Lady was he was busy doing Three Men and a Baby and Police Academy movies.
I loved Three Men and the Little Lady.
Yeah.
I love that
They
movie.
Were both great movies.
They were both great. I think I like the lady one better.
Okay.
The whole, you know, trying to... get to the wedding.
Yeah.
Because you're in love.
Gosh, we need to go watch those movies.
Ugh.
Nice!
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Dude, so that interview was one of the best interviews I've ever heard.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
Hey, man.
Yo, yo, dog.
Dude, that was... All right, so I remember, like, a lot of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... This is the guy, man. That's the voice of the 80s.
Right!
Yeah. There was Eddie Murphy, and then there was Steve Gutenberg.
Yeah, but Steve Gutenberg was always the nice guy. Eddie Murphy, like, he had Raw and Delirious, and he was vulgar, and he had...
That's true.
So, Steve Gutenberg was the guy that was in the movies we were allowed to watch when we were little kids. So...
Yeah. Exactly. So awesome.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to watch, like, Police Academy or Short Circuit or something tonight.
They just added it to Netflix, so...
What?
Police Academy.
Police Academy?
Yeah, all the Police Academy movies. So we had a bunch of Star Army members chiming in saying they just caught it on a... Yeah. Oh, that's
thanks,
amazing.
Thanks, Sean.
Yep, see you guys later.
All right, man. Somebody else just chiming in said, wait a minute, I am 26 years old and Police Academy is a must watch. Love all of them.
All right. We got to take a break. 585 Live if you want to text in. We'll be right back.
It's the Morning Invasion with Dax and Steve-O on Star 88.
You guys on MySpace or...
Good morning.
High today of 91 degrees. Traffic. Who cares about traffic? Let's all just go home and watch Police Academy, right?
Yeah.
Am I right? Okay.
Yeah.
Literally nothing going on the roads right now. Thankfully, everything's looking pretty clear. Roads are good. Things are good. Life is good. Speaking of good, for the good.
For the good.
Traffic brought to you by For the Good. Yeah. Live printing, screen printing, graphic design, forthegood.com or 505-508-5658. It's 508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88.
62 years ago on this day in 1955, the racket that is Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California.
Dang, dude.
It's been a long time since I've been to Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah.
62 years old, man. Disney is old.
It is old.
Come on, bro. Listen.
It's a world of you're a world of tears. It's a world.
All right, don't look. I got some true or false.
Oh, no. Okay, turn it this way.
And the topic... Because Disneyland opened 62 years ago today, that's the topic. So, true or false? When it first opened in 1955, kids got in free. True or false?
Oh, man. I'm going to say true.
You're going to say true?
I'm going to say true.
That is false.
Dang,
it cost
Walt.
$1 for parents.
Uh-huh.
And 50 cents for kids.
50 Cent. That's why his name's 50 Cent.
No.
No.
No. Each ride cost another 10 to 35 cents.
Wow.
Now a one-day pass costs between $97 and $124, depending on when you go.
I don't know where you find the $97 ones. Trust me.
You.
That's a lie. That is a lie. Unless you're just going to a singular park, in which case, what? Who wants to do that?
Maybe, is that like a military price? 97?
Maybe. Maybe. No way, dude. They're so expensive. Ugh.
That is so ridiculous.
Oh, it's so expensive, guys.
Okay, true or false. Even though it was built first, the castle at Disneyland is taller than the one at Disney World in Florida. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
That is false. The castle at Disneyland is 77 feet tall. The one at Disney World is more than twice that at 183 feet.
Never been to Disney World. Don't care. Don't care.
All right, Doritos were invented at Disneyland. True or false?
I'm gonna try and get all these wrong today because I'm on a roll. I'm gonna say false. Yeah, I know. That was true.
A Mexican restaurant in the park started making them in the 1950s as a way to use stale tortillas instead of throwing them out. They were sold nationwide by 1966.
Isn't that crazy? That one I actually knew.
Whatever.
I did.
Michelle Pfeiffer worked at Disneyland before she hit it big as an actress.
True.
She played Alice from Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
Steve Martin and Kevin Costner also worked there before they were famous. Steve was a magician, and Kevin played the captain on the Jungle Cruise.
Isn't that awesome?
Right?
I always, like, if I worked at Disneyland, when I was a teen, it was like, that's the job I want. Like the Jungle Cruise guy. All right, everybody, we're looking over at the dry humor. This is me. I'm a Jungle Cruise captain. Welcome. Those are my favorites.
Yeah. All right, a last one here. To this day, guys who work at Disneyland aren't allowed to have facial hair. True or false?
True.
It's false.
Okay.
There was a ban on all facial hair until they started allowing mustaches in 2000.
Okay.
Then they started allowing well-groomed beards about 5 years ago.
That's cool.
There you go.
In high school, I could not get a job at Disney because I already had a tattoo like a dumb. And back then, it was absolutely banned. I wonder if it's still banned. Yeah. No I could way. Not get a job. It was not even at Disneyland. It was like, I'm going to start working at the Disney store and wow. then make my way out west. I'm not even kidding. Like, I always, that was like, I'm going to work for Disney someday.
Yeah, but have you seen the people that are, like, under the costumes?
I know. And I didn't say I wanted to work under the costumes. Did you hear me?
Well, Jungle why not?
Cruise captain.
Why wouldn't you?
Dope. Dope.
Be a fun job.
It would be. Could you imagine if they let us just take over the Jungle Cruise for a day and just, like...
That'd be cool. That would be fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into some headlines.
America has never been more divided.
USA!
Our president talks of building a wall.
We are fighting the fake news.
Fake news is rampant. It's so divisive. Sides are drawn. There's talks of the second civil war.
Oh my gosh.
No, not over politics. Over words we say.
Hey, easy, easy.
Earlier we were talking about cursing in movies and do words really matter? Well, yes. Yes, they do.
No, that's how I rule.
There are lots of famous debates. Like soda versus pop. Sub versus hoagie.
I say pop up in Montana.
Okay, I say soda and I also say sub. Nobody says hoagie. One of the debates kicked off on Twitter last week and it blew up the universe. What do you call the shoes you wear... when you exercise?
Tennis shoes. Tennies.
Kicks. Yeah. I call them tennis shoes.
High tops.
According to a study by Harvard, 45.5% of America calls them sneakers.
Got me them sneakers over there.
Mostly in the Northeast. 41.3% call them tennis shoes, and the rest of us use the term gym shoes or just shoes, plain shoes, whatever.
Wow.
Apparently, though, lots of people had no idea there were other terms used, and the reaction on social media is breaking the country down.
Yeah, I would probably say I call them tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes, bro. Tennis shoes.
Yeah.
What do you call shoes that work? Well, like gym shoes. Now I'll say gym shoes, like for the shoes I'm going to wear today for CrossFit. I pack my gym shoes.
It is weird we call them tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes.
Like, they're not my... I don't play tennis, bro.
Have you ever called them sneakers?
No.
Sneakers.
I need a new pair of sneakers.
If I'm wearing, like, my cons, I'll call them cons. Like, my All-Stars.
Yeah?
My kicks. If they were Adidas, like, I would have called them kicks.
Yeah, it's very confusing. Why would you call them tennis shoes if...
Tennis shoes playing... is the term.
I know, but why would you call them that if you're not playing
That's
tennis?
That's what everybody calls them. Any right-minded American calls them tennis shoes.
Well, yeah, 43% on the poll call them tennis shoes.
I don't understand if somebody's like, workout shoes. These are my workout... Tennis shoes. Tennis shoes, bro.
Go grab my tennies.
Have it.
They would know.
Yeah. Get a pack to care and have it. Tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Does anybody really in this region say sneakers?
Have
you ever heard a human say sneakers?
No. The whole pop thing kind of freaks me out too, though, because I grew up calling soda
pop.
Just pop. That's what we call it up north. It's pop.
Up north.
But there's different parts of the country. Like I know south, they call it soda. But then I think east, they call it Coke. Like Coke means pop.
I said soda, didn't I? Because I'm a liar. I said Coke. Everything's a Coke.
Everything's a Coke?
Everything's a Coke.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't say soda.
See, that's weird, man.
I don't say soda or pop, because it was soda pop.
Right, but we just call it pop up north.
No, you call it Coke. Can I get a Coke? What kind? Dr. Pepper.
The Coke, bro. I said a Coke.
No. See, you would do that. But, like, seriously, just yesterday, we were getting stuff, and I was getting it from my wife. Give me a Coke. What kind?
Oh, that's weird to me.
I don't care. What, Dr. Pepper?
It's pop, bro.
No, it's Coke. By the way, Matthew in St. Louis says, one, it's Coke. Also, it's tennis shoes. Sam just chimed in and said, I say sneakers. I just banned her.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
I'm just kidding. Apparently, she's a massage therapist. You need that, bro. You need some work, bro. Your like body's just too tense.
I'm okay.
Can't ban her. Kim says in New Mexico we call it Coke. Yeah. Lola says my friend calls them sneakers, but he's from Pennsylvania, so you know Northeasterners call.
We
him.
Won't hold that against him.
Am I right? When is Joe and Jeter show coming back, man?
I don't know.
When is that coming back? Somebody else calls them sneaks?
Grandma sneaks.
Somebody else said everything's a Coke. Texas thing. All right. All right. In Britain, they're called trainers.
Trainers?
Training shoes. Trainers? Huh. Never heard that.
I call them my CrossFits.
Okay. Chucks. Tennis shoes. Yeah. Somebody said I converted to saying soda when I worked for Pepsi years ago. You say Coke there, you're going to have a hard time.
Oh, man.
In the South, it's all Coke and tennis shoes. I'm with you. Coke and tennis
pop,
shoes.
Bro. It's
all
pop.
Day. No.
Pop and tennis.
So check this out. Moving on. We were talking earlier about Spider-Man. New rumors circulating, which is kind of interesting. The source says Tom Holland and Zendaya became friends while on set. And a couple months ago, it got romantical.
Really?
Yeah.
That's his love interest?
Quote, they've been super careful to keep it private and out of the public eye, but they've gone on vacations with each other. They try and spend as much time as possible with one another. End quote. Tom and Zendaya haven't officially denied the rumor, but they joked about it actually on Twitter. She said, wait, my favorite is when the report says we're going on vacations together. I haven't been on a vacation in years. Tom shot back. Just quote, does the press tour count? Of course, it's an easy rumor, because in the past, literally every Spider-Man couple hooked up. Kirsten Dunst and Tobey Maguire dated between the first and third Spider-Man movies. Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone dated for several years after working on The Amazing Spider-Man. So, I mean, maybe it's a thing. Spider-Man just bringing people together. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm so hungry right now, I have to eat my apple.
That's okay.
I'm starving.
Yeah, it's fine. We can move on. An American Airlines flight was just grounded over a passenger's terrible flatulence, Dex! You know it's time to change your diet when your farts are bad enough to take down an airplane!
See, I don't know if that's true, the whole diet thing, because I've been eating pretty healthy, pretty clean for a month now.
Uh-huh. And mine you're are still, stinky. Speaking of pilots, crop duster over here.
I really King think that they smell duster. Better when I'm eating fast food.
An American Airlines flight was grounded yesterday, guys, at Raleigh-Durham International Airport in North Carolina after one passenger's gas was so bad that other people on the flight were getting nausea and headaches. No, seriously, that's a thing.
Oof.
We have no other details, like where the flight was going from or where it was supposed to be going, but the guy was stinking the place up so bad.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. He's probably hoping that that information doesn't get leaked out. Am I right? Leaked out? Something was leaking out. I'm sorry, could the person in F23 please report to the front? Major gas leak reported.
That sounds so ridiculous that they actually
Dude,
grounded
I have
plane.
Been stuck in this room.
Give me a break.
I have been stuck in this room. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying we've been in situations in this room where somebody's dropping bombs like there's a war. And
yours are just
we
as bad.
We can't. I have digestive issues.
I know you do.
All right.
I
can't
do
have
too.
Lactose. So when I eat ice cream,
maybe that's my problem.
How crazy is that? They had to ground the airplane.
Ugh. Do you know that like most of us are lactose? Like most people are all lactose intolerant.
Yeah. In some form or another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we're not made, like, our digestive system wasn't made to, like, drink milk or eat ice cream.
Oh, man, and Creamland was just about to sponsor us. I'm just kidding.
What the health?
You love that documentary so much.
They talked about that.
Moving on, speaking of healthy establishments, Donnie Wahlberg.
It's your boy.
He's my favorite new kid. I love you, Donnie. He went to a Waffle House in Charlotte, North Carolina, and tipped $2,000 on an $82 bill. Donnie Wahlberg's got the right stuff. Am I right? Am I right?
No.
The right stuff? Okay. He also gave concert tickets to some of the employees, which would be cool. Except the reason we found out about all this is because he was boasting about it on social media.
So wait a second. You're telling me he left a $2,000 tip and then told everybody about it?
The right stuff.
Yeah, that's how we know. Donnie was bragging about it on social media.
We have a clip.
I think he actually went Facebook Live to tell everybody.
We're in the Waffle House. What?
We're live in Charlotte, y'all. Donnie Dunn came to see us.
Check me out.
We're in here. We're in the Waffle House. It's getting a little hype in here. We got Jasmine. She watches Blue Bloods. Now what? Now she just was so nice.
They made my night, y'all.
We're giving her backstage passes and tickets tomorrow for your mom, too.
Yes.
She's bringing her mom. Who gets tickets and brings their mom? Only Jasmine. She's coming tomorrow. She's going to meet Boyz II Men, all the new kids.
What? Is Boyz II Men and the new kids? Oh, my gosh.
That would be a pretty cool tour to see.
My boy, Dave the Drummer Dave, wants to know how one goes about dropping $82 at a Waffle House. For real, man? Right?
Yeah, I'm with everybody when people brag about doing stuff like that, it kind of takes away the...
Nah, dude, he was Facebook Live with her. I mean, like, look what we're doing out here!
Yeah, but still, it's like, look what I left for. I just left a $2,000 tip. She's going to have a great night. Is she got new kids?
I mean, I thought it was cool.
It takes away.
Like, does it take away?
I think so. You don't brag about it.
But he wasn't. Was he bragging about it, or was he giving that fan a moment on Facebook with him? That's different.
He was. No, you could. No, listen. Okay. You can give that fan that moment, but you don't sit there and brag about how much tip you left.
Did he brag about how much tip he left, or did he brag about the fact that she got backstage passes and they were doing cool things for the mom? Clip,
but he did. He did. He bragged about it. He posted about it. It says in your article, bro. It says he boasts about his kindness on social media.
So does that completely take away the good act, guys?
Yeah, look at the picture.
I mean, scripture talks about not letting the right hand know what the left hand is doing. You know, like if you're going to do something, don't.
Yeah, it's like... Check it out, guys. I just posted this sweet picture with my fans, and I left a $2,000 tip. Here's the receipt, just to show the proof.
Here's what he said. My mom waited tables, and my dad tended bars for years, so when I walk into a Waffle House and the staff treats me like a king, you better believe I treat them like queens. Thanks to the team at Waffle House, Charlotte, North Carolina. And then it's a photo of him with the whole staff and the picture of the $2,000 tip.
And that's cool.
He gifted the employees who wanted to go with tickets and backstage passes to the Thursday, July 13th concert.
Oh, good for him.
Now, this isn't the first time he left like crazy tips. I guess in the June Donnie Loves Jenny staff show.
That's right.
Thing.
He's married to Jenny McCarthy.
I always forget that. He left a $500 tip for the overnight staff at a Waffle House on the East Coast. That's so interesting that he frequents Waffle Houses. I got to find out where the New Kids Tour is routed and just start visiting Waffle Houses.
I love Waffle Houses.
At like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Chicken and waffle, man.
To be fair, Donnie, of course, owns his own restaurant chain, Wahlburgers, with his brothers, Mark and Paul. So obviously he has a history of showing love and support to his fans, especially in that industry. In June, he sent a personalized video message to a woman in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who had to miss a New Kids on the Block concert due to a breast cancer treatment. He found out she missed a show, and he totally sent a video and then said, hey, I'm sorry you missed a show. Cleveland is pretty close, so if you feel better for Cleveland, let me know, and I will give you tickets and backstage passes to Cleveland or anywhere even remotely close.
Wow.
I hope you feel better. Keep fighting.
What a nice guy.
Exactly! So is you still mad?
I'm not saying that he's not a nice guy because he did that. I just don't think that you need to go on social media and tell everybody that you left a $2,000 tip.
Member of the Stormy said, tooting his own horn, beep, beep. But here's the thing.
Oprah does the same thing.
Here's the thing, though. We've seen so many stories where an employee will post a photo of their tip and freak out, and then they'll get fired because the employee can't do that.
They're not allowed to do that?
No. You don't remember those stories? Like, there's these stupid, like, privacy.
Yeah, I do remember,
like,
that one. Yeah, I think that was just in one.
Good or bad, because we've seen it on both sides where it was like, oh, well, they didn't leave a tip, and they, you know, so this is terrible, and we're going to shame them. Yeah. But, like, no, it's like company policy, whether good or bad, because we've seen, like, cool things happen where it's like, hey, he left this big old tip, and then they end up losing their job or something.
So I was at a restaurant last night, and I have to share this.
No, no.
After I was done, I had really good service, and I left a $200 tip last night.
Oh, and that's why you're broke.
But I left a $200 tip.
Cool.
I just wanted you to know that.
Thanks, man.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's weird.
See, I told you. That didn't happen, guys.
Obviously, you don't have $200.
But that's weird if I went out and, like, yeah, last night, man, I left a $200 tip.
But it wasn't like last night. It was like heat of the moment. He was Facebook Live. That's not different.
So, okay, Star, I was at the restaurant, and I jumped on Facebook because I was going to leave a $200 tip, and I wanted everybody to know that. Basically. But I totally get what he's saying, too. Like, I love how, you know, he has respect for people that work in that industry, because his parents worked in that industry. He can appreciate the hard work, and he knows, you know, that that's not an easy job. You know, you're working for tips.
Somebody needs to send him a picture from my third grade yearbook where I'm sporting a Donnie Wahlberg pin and my great love for the new kids, so that he can generously, I don't know, get me to Waffle House and backstage.
Yeah, man.
Baby. Love it. You can't say that. Stuff. Moving on. A bank robber got foiled by banking hours twice. A man went to the Marine Credit Union in West Des Moines, Iowa, around 8:15 a.m. last Wednesday to rob the joint. He had a hoodie covering his head, sunglasses covering his eyes, red bandana covering his face. There was just one problem. The bank doesn't open till 11 a.m.
That's a problem.
Yanked on the doors for a minute, realized they were locked, took off. Then, about half an hour later, he went to a First National Bank about a mile away to try and rob them. I mean, you're already dressed for the occasion.
Yeah, might,
you know,
as well just,
it's like,
head to the nearest.
Man, I took a lot to put this hoodie on. Do you know how hard it is to wrap a bandana around your own head? So he shows up at First National Bank about a mile away to try and rob them. But it's only 8:45 at this point, and they don't open until 9 a.m. He finally gave up on his mission. But the cops still have security footage from two different banks that he tried to rob. So they're trying to track him down.
Have you seen the footage that went viral of, there was, I think, four or five of them. They were going in to rob a bank. And it was during business hours. But one of the clerks saw them get out of the car with their weapons and the masks. So the clerk walks over, locks the door.
No.
And they can't get into the bank. So they're like pulling on the door and it's locked. So they just like turn around and like run back to the car and get back in, and they sped off.
Man.
It was amazing.
I just don't understand the logic behind some people, man. I feel like bank hours are like on the door, right? Come on, dude. Maybe, I mean, obviously he was in a pinch. He needed it. Like then. He needed that cash.
Well, 9 a.m. that's an odd hour. You know?
Yeah. I mean, where did this happen? Des Moines, Iowa? What he needs to do is just check the new kid's schedule for when they're going to be coming through and hit up that Waffle House at 3 a.m.
No, no.
You never know who you're going to come across. No?
No.
Okay.
That's not good advice.
Though. Moving on.
Okay. It's time to go to break.
Okay. It's good, man. It's good.
Coming up, we have a letter. 585 Live, if you want to text into the show. 585-5483. Facebook Live, Star88. Go like the page. Hit that share button if you get a chance, if you're on Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
History made at Wimbledon, Roger Federer has won a record 8th Wimbledon singles title more than any other man.
Dismissed in Brazil, the criminal case against U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte.
The White House has asked the Supreme Court to block a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii expanding the definition of bona fide relatives that allows a broader range of immigrants from 6 Muslim-majority countries to enter the U.S.
The Transportation Department says there were more flight delays and consumer complaints about airlines. The latest government figures show on-time arrivals were down on 12 of the largest airlines.
John McCain won't be in Washington this week. He's at home in Arizona recovering from surgery to remove a blood clot above his eye. And that has the GOP health care bill held up.
A sinkhole north of Tampa is stabilizing.
Thousands of people remain evacuated in Southern California as the Whittier Fire continues to burn. The fire in the Los Padres National Forest has grown to more than 17,000 acres.
Man, we're almost done with a show.
Oh, yeah.
We're almost done with a show. 938.
High today of 91 degrees. Drop it. By the way, shout out to Wade, who wants to know where we're based out of. Hey, Wade, welcome to Facebook Live.
Hey, Wade.
Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is where we're taking a look at traffic. Here in the old ABQ, it's looking good right now, actually. Nothing going on. Road construction on Universe Boulevard, between Rainbow and Woodmont. Other than that, man, it's pretty clear today. Let you look at traffic.
Thanks, man.
Traffic!
No props.
If you get a chance, you have to see this video. Search insurance scam backfires on scammer. Check this video out. So this lady, in the UK, everybody pretty much has a dash cam video in their car, which is a really good idea because she's driving down the street and all of a sudden this guy on a scooter pulls out and tries to like run into her. He backs.
That is the best thing I've ever seen.
So she slows down so this scammer can't pull out and actually like get hit by her. So he throws the scooter behind
him. Hits her bumper.
And then he throws himself on the hood.
Jumps
of her car.
On her windshield.
You have to see this again. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, okay. And this guy right here is his buddy who's like acting like he's the witness.
That is the best thing I've ever seen.
It really is. You have to check it out if you get a chance. Oh, man. And her reaction was...
And now he's like grabbing his back and he's on the ground, like pretending like he's hurt. Oh, this guy saw it. You know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She just...
Don't...
She's just freaking out. She's
freaking out.
I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Oh, well, she smartly gets on her phone and immediately calls 911. Oh.
What happened?
My watch just told me I had to breathe.
Oh.
Am I not breathing?
Am I
just talking too much?
Why aren't you breathing, bro?
Should I just I'm going to press it. Breathe.
Is that one of those...
I don't know.
Is it for anxiety?
I have to quiet my mind, relax my body, and be in the moment. I have to do this. I have to turn... Okay.
Dude, that's good. That's a good thing.
I'm not allowed to talk. Be still and bring your attention to your breath. Sorry, man.
I think it's a good time for all of us to do it. All right, just start me.
1 minute. 1 minute.
1 minute?
It's a timer. That's what it says. Now inhale. Sorry. Nope. Exhale.
I do this all the time, guys.
Hold on. Inhale. Nope. Hold it. Now exhale.
There's something about breathing in through your nose.
Shut up and breathe.
Holding it and then breathing out through your mouth. It'll make you feel like you're high. It's like a natural high.
Well, it's releasing endorphins.
It is.
The blood is circulating through your body.
Maybe you're dealing with anger.
Apparently, I'm not breathing enough, so my watch just told me I had to. Guys, I got an Apple Watch for my birthday yesterday, and I literally don't know how to use this thing. Although, I got to put it down. My arm's getting, like, sore just staring up at my arm.
I think that's a great thing to have.
I don't know how Dick Tracy did
it. That's a good reminder.
Wait, I'm not breathing correctly.
No, you don't breathe in through your mouth. You breathe in through your nose. out really? Through your mouth. Yeah.
Oh, great.
In through your nose, out through your mouth.
So far today. Oh, my heart rate's at 77 BPMs, man.
Cool.
Thanks, dog.
Yay! Right on.
I don't know what that means.
Anyways, if you want to check out that video, Insurance Scam Backfires on Scammer, search
yeah.
that, and it's ridiculous. Just okay. ridiculous.
I love how the driver's just like, what is wrong with you?
Why would you, like, throw yourself on my hood?
Man.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
All right, we got two letters we can choose right now. Would you rather have the things found on Earth are kept by the collector?
Okay.
Or should I tell my ex-wife the truth about how our son feels about her?
Oh, gosh.
Which one do you want?
I feel like telling the truth is a pretty big one. You want to go big for the last 15 minutes of show? That sounds awful.
You want to do that one?
Oh, gosh. Is it stepmom? Or, no, ex-wife. How our son feels. Oh, no. Gosh.
Pick one.
I'm going to have to. Watch is about to tell me to breathe again because I'm getting, like, stressed out, man. Just, fine. Let's just go big.
Go big.
Go big or go home, man. It's Monday. Monday mania.
585 Live if you want to text in. Also on Facebook Live at Star 88. Help this person out who wrote in, who needs our help. So my son is going off to college next month. He lives with his mom, which is my ex-wife. We've been divorced for 15 years. I asked him what he's most excited about when he leaves for college. He told me it's getting away from his mom.
Oh.
He said she treats him like a best friend, always talking about things that he doesn't care about. And then she would still act like a mom and yell at him and get upset. I think he gets confused. The funny thing is, she always says the reason he loves going to my house is because I'm fun dad when he visits for weekends or a week or two at a time.
He's Disneyland dad, huh?
I don't disagree that I make sure we have a great time. Here's what I need help with. She called me today that she failed as a parent. When he was flying home, she asked, what are we going to do tonight? He was already on the defense and said he was going to watch a certain Netflix series that he loves and she hates. She was hurt and tried to make him feel bad and guilty since they haven't seen each other in 3 weeks. He got mad and said whatever and hung up. When she told me about what happened, I said maybe he's just tired from getting up early to get on the plane. He loves you, yada, yada, yada. I was trying to make her not feel bad. I wondered if I should tell her the truth. Should I tell her that you're annoying the... Can I say that? Crap out of him, and he wants a mom, not a best friend. That you need to get a life of your own. That he's excited about going to college so he doesn't have to see you every day. Okay, that sounds harsh, but I feel like she needs to know. Should I tell him to tell her and just say it or stay how it is?
Just stay out of it.
Just tell her and just
should
stay
I tell out him of it? To tell her and gotcha. Just stay out of it.
If it was me, I would want to know, but I could see myself getting mad if I heard it from my ex.
Oh, dude.
That's a tough one.
Here's the thing. That's harsh, man. And he's leaving for college.
Yeah.
And I think all kids go through this, where that we have those seasons of just like not enjoying your parent, maybe necessarily, right? Like we all go through those, like in high school, were you like best buds with your parents?
No.
Or were you like, get out of my life! You guys ruined everything!
I was in the middle, kind of. I mean, I'd have my moments where I would be like that, but for the most part, I just kind of wanted to be alone and just did my own thing.
Kind of like this kid.
Yeah.
Like, and so maybe it's not necessarily that he doesn't love his mom, right?
Well, of
like,
course he loves his mom.
Maybe he's just annoyed by her in this moment, in this season.
Yeah.
He's tired of her right now. But that would, to me, that would just absolutely crush the mom.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like she's overbearing. I understand the idea of wanting to be like friends. I had that mom. You know, my mom was like kind of parent, but mostly friend because, you know, I didn't have a dad. So just wanted to spoil us and she loved us. I'll never question that. But it was just like needed some more direction, maybe some more parenting. So I get that. But. That was a conversation her and I had to have in my 20s. You know, like, especially as an ex-husband.
I know, because that would come off.
We need help.
Being the ex-husband confronting her and telling her the truth on how her son really feels at this moment. You're telling the truth, but at the same time, I don't think the ex-wife is ever going to take it that way. She's right. going to take it because it's coming from you, the ex-husband.
Right.
She is not going to receive it well, and she's probably not going to believe it. That's why it has to be the son needs to just flat
people
out. Are,
people chiming in. People chiming in. Somebody actually says not to say anything.
Don't say anything.
That's right. 585-5483. 585 live. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
That's right. Fine.
Somebody said, don't say anything. That's awful. Poor mom. He's already going to be gone. She doesn't need to know that. How sad.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, no. He needs to tell his son to respect his mother. Get his head out of his punk butt.
Whoa.
That kid sounds like a brat.
Wow.
Okay. Somebody else.
Man.
Advise the son to settle down and treat his mother with some respect if he doesn't beat the crap out of him. Okay. Thank you, Starmie. These are like dads, obviously, chiming in. I mean, I somewhat agree. Obviously, it's got to be hard when the mom and dad are no longer together. They've been divorced. How many years did it say in the letter?
15 years.
15 years. Okay. 15 years they've been divorced, but obviously they have a good relationship because she called him,
The
ex-husband, and was like, hey, our son is treating me like this, and I feel terrible. Who am I going to call? You. So they obviously still have a good relationship.
Right.
Man, that stinks. I tend to side with pretty much everything the Starmie has said so far.
It's weird because I don't.
He shouldn't say anything, and that
after
kid
reading
needs
this,
to learn some respect.
After reading this, I didn't think of the kid being disrespectful at all for some reason. Maybe I missed that part.
Because it sounded really good to you just sitting at home watching Netflix.
Right. Because I think you have to have boundaries as a parent, you know? I mean, you have to respect that they want their alone time, they want to do their thing, and they don't want you just hanging out with them all the time.
All the time? I don't know. Somebody said, I think if she legit asks him how he feels, the dad should tell, but he should tell his son to stop being a butt.
Hmm.
Somebody said maybe he needs an Apple Watch so he can get some breathing room. Yeah, I don't understand it telling me to breathe. Said that breathe app was lame, which is funny because multiple people chimed in like, dude, I'm getting like lightheaded. Somebody else was like, dude, you realize we're all just breathing with you, right?
Seriously.
Somebody said, yep, dude is a teenager, ready to get out. She's being clingy, forcing things, normal reactions. I think the guy can respond to her in reference to her saying to him that she feels like she failed, but it sounds like that time has passed. She admitted she tried to make him feel guilty. So call her out in that moment. Tell her that kind of manipulation isn't okay. Also, the kid needs to grow up. Tell his mom if something makes him uncomfortable. Don't just talk to someone else behind her back.
This reminds me, This is kind of a theme of the TV show The Goldbergs. You ever watch that?
Just because we interviewed the mom, like the first five episodes or something.
It's one of my favorite TV shows / sitcoms of all time. And that's kind of the situation with the mom and her kids. She's just like overbearing, loves her kids more than life itself. She just wants to constantly be with them and do things with them, and they hate it because mom is just smothering them. And the dad's been put in that situation a few times where he's had to confront the mom and be like, listen, this isn't good. This isn't healthy what you're doing with the kids. You have to let them be free. You got to let them make bad choices. You got to let them go.
Yeah. I think it's okay to let her know that she didn't fail entirely as a parent.
Yeah.
But that maybe right now in this moment, she obviously, but man, you got to look at both sides. Like the kid's ready to get out. So of course he's kind of being stand out, whatever. But on the flip side, take it from the mom's perspective. She's about to lose her baby, right? Yeah. Like he's leaving for college. So she's probably definitely sensitive because somebody chimed in and said, Katie chimed in and said, I don't understand why the kid is seen as disrespectful. I'll tell you right now, when I was leaving for school, I was in the same world where it was like, I just couldn't wait to get away. But once I got there and I got away, I still to this day, very specifically, I can remember certain moments that I was maybe not necessarily disrespectful, but I just wanted to like be alone. I just wanted to whatever. Yeah. And my poor mom, like all she wanted to do, she was being clingy and weird, but it's because she was losing her son. And I didn't hang out with her. I didn't do those things. And I still to this day regret it. Because I'll never get those moments back. And I just wanted to get out. And then I'm away like for 3 weeks and realize, oh man, I really should have just hung out with my mom, you know, like maybe if I had just cared about her feelings as well. So I think that's where the idea of him being disrespectful comes from.
Yeah, I get it. Because, again, the situation of why I guess people are calling him disrespectful is because when he was flying home, the mom asked him, what are you doing tonight, son? And he was already on the defense and said, well, I'm going to watch a certain Netflix series.
That he knows she hates.
Yeah. And so she was hurt by it, tried to make him feel bad and guilty since they haven't seen each other in 3 weeks. And the son got mad and said, whatever, and just hung up the phone. But again, it goes back to at the get-go of the letter, the ex-husband said she really treats him like a best friend, but then all of a sudden she'll turn into mom and she'll yell at him and get upset over things.
Right.
It's like, you can't have both. You can't be best friends and be the parent. That's why you should never be the best friend.
Oh, I agree
kids,
with that.
You know?
I definitely agree with that. Somebody says, don't say anything. She's going to overthink it, read way more into it than it really is. The son may have just needed to vent and trusted his dad with that. As a mom, I'd hope I'd taught my children some tact, given them the opportunity to tell me themselves. Somebody else said the son just needs to actively communicate with both his parents and renegotiate his relationship with them. Change probably won't come till a month after he goes off to school. So true. Somebody else said, put him up for adoption.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I think the dad's influencing the kid, so maybe the dad should tell her how he feels about her. Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
No.
Yeah.
I think the dad, it's good advice that the dad, the ex-husband, stay out of it, I think.
You think so?
And it just depends on, I guess, the relationship his ex-wife.
Yeah. Because what if this is it, bro? What if the kid being a jerk and going off to school is the catalyst to rekindle something?
Hmm.
Know what I'm saying? Right? Like, all of a sudden, kid's going off to school, and he's there for her.
What?
He's there, bro. And it's like, hey.
They've been divorced for 15 years.
Okay. I mean.
So you just.
So it's a long. They took a time out. It's a really long time out. They were on a break.
Okay.
15 years. Yeah. I mean, what's 15 years? When you've got the rest of your life, Dex.
Okay.
Hopeless romantic, bro.
I just kind of feel like.
It's going to work out.
They haven't gotten together.
Here's
in
what
15
you do, Dad.
Years, so I don't think
you buy a nice
happen.
Bottle. Okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. We're on Facebook Live. Or also on the live line, 585-LIVE. You can text in.
I don't know.
Should I tell my ex-wife the truth about how our son feels
about
her?
But no, because it's a stupid moment. And I agree with that Starmie member that said he was probably just venting to his dad because he trusts his dad. So he's like, blah, how many times have you ever vented and thought, man, I don't really deeply feel this way. I just... In that moment, maybe I was tired. I was dealing with something. I'm stressed out about whatever. And so you kind of vent and, you know, get mouthy. All that's going to do is like tear down that mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's already feeling like isolated. Here's the truth. Your son doesn't like you because you're not really a mom. You try and be his friend and he doesn't want to be your friend. He doesn't respect you. Enjoy him leaving you forever and going off to college. Bye. Somebody said all I would do is tell my son to be respectful. He owes the ex nothing. Their relationship is for the well-being of their child. Her and the son need to work on that relationship. Sounds like she still leans on the ex quite a bit.
Mm.
Somebody else said maybe the dad should talk to his son on how to talk to his mom. Holding stuff in, venting to your dad only increases tension between parents.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said, no, Steve, oh, bad idea. Couples don't bond over their children being idiots. They grow further apart. No rekindling from this.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, my bad. I'm sorry. I just don't know what that situation is like, guys. I'm just.
Yeah, I think that you should probably just stay out of it.
Fine, I will. I mean, they sent
us
an email and asked.
No, not you.
Oh,
no,
okay.
The ex-husband. I think that's the best advice that we've got. I mean, that's what most everybody's saying is that probably shouldn't say anything to the mom.
Again, buy a nice bottle.
Okay. It's a typical teenager. This is kind of how they react
for
to
real,
parents
man.
Sometimes. It's like, don't look. More into it. There's nothing. I mean, it's just a teenager. Most teenagers, they don't like their parents. It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Some days they can be great, and some days they're get away from me. I don't want anything to do with you. It's just the way it is. We all were like that.
Okay.
Most of us were. Yeah. I was like that, and I was considered the good child, you know?
You were the good son?
I was the good son.
Nice! Jeez.
Compared to my brother? Whew.
Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
The Good Son?
I did. I wasn't that good son.
Macaulay Culkin, bro.
Ugh.
Couldn't see Home Alone after that.
Seriously.
Scared me.
Ugh.
I can't believe we're out of show.
We're out of show. We're done.
It's been fun, guys. It's been good.
What did we do this morning? Oh, we interviewed Steve Guttenberg,
like,
and he
kidding?
Was the greatest interview we've ever done. Seriously, he was so cool.
Go back and grab the podcast, because I'm telling you, it was truly one of my favorite interviews we've ever had.
Police Academy, Cocoon, he's on Ballers, HBO with The Rock. What else did we do? We talked about cussing in superhero movies.
Yeah.
We talked about if we should get time off from work after a breakup. A lot of us said that's stupid. 585 Live, you can continue to text into the show. Podcasters, we love you. Thank you so much. We're on demand. You can download the show here in a little bit. Right there at the website, star88.fm, or through the app. Monday in the books, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Heck yeah, bro.
Pray for us. We're going to the gym today. Ugh. Have a great day. Bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.